Tonight's episode is a conversation with Brendan Cook. Brendan is, well, Brendan's a lot of things, isn't she?
She's the audio editor for the Real Ghost Stuff podcast.
She is the audio editor of the Real Ghost Stuff podcast, which if you don't listen to the Real Ghost Stuff podcast, but you like this one and you just were thinking to yourself, how can I get more Damien and Nicole in my life?
Good news.
Good news. We don't just have this podcast.
We have the Real Ghost Stuff.
We have the Real Ghost Stuff podcast.
Both do both podcasts.
Yeah. So go check that out. That's where we talk about our investigations and things of that nature if you have interest there. Back to tonight's conversation. It is with Brendan Cook. Brendan, who is not only the editor of the Real Ghost of podcast, the audio editor, she's also
a starseed.
A starseed and a dragon and all.
Well, I think we were the dragons.
All kinds of things.
She was a mer person.
Yeah, she's a mer person. So,
if you're intrigued by this,
then you should check it out. It's gonna be a great episode. It's a fun conversation. She lights up a room, and I had a wonderful time having a conversation with her. We could have gone for probably 6, 8, 10 hours.
I already told her we're scheduling a round two.
So that's the conversation. Before we jump in, hate to do this to you, but I got to do it. If you love what we're doing, why don't you consider joining our Patreon? It is over at patreon.com/parapeculiar. We do lots of fun stuff there. If you think that we're fun people, you get to hang out with us live, virtually, live in person. You get museum access for free. Anytime you want to come see the Haunted Collection, you can do it. We do so much more there as well. And we just launched our Para Academy. That's our version of a paranormal school on our Patreon as well. We're very excited. If you like us, but you just don't want to do that because you're not a joiner, I get it. I'm not one either. Then maybe consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcast. I understand. It sucks. It's stupid. I hate saying it. I know you hate hearing it, but it does help. It really helps.
It does.
It does. That being said, Brendan Cook, that's our conversation tonight. This is a wild one. She's a wild lady, wilder than I am. And that's pretty wild.
I think we actually should listen to this episode and time out how much you talked and how much she talked.
She talks more than me, I guarantee
it. I think she did out-talk you. Yeah.
And that's never happened before in the Parapeculiar podcast history. So that being said, we hope you enjoy our conversation. Let's dive in. Yeah. Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
This is Brendan. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. So my name is Brendan Cook. Where do I begin? I am a sound engineer. I went to school for audio. I did music my entire life, performing, singing, playing instruments. I'm from Maryland.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not from here. Not from Texas, but also not from Earth, which we'll get into later.
I immediately want to get into that. Okay, yeah. So Maryland, audio. What kind of audio work were you doing? Like, you have an audio background. I know that. I do too. It's awesome. So,
totally amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. We did like audio engineering. What were you doing?
So I started off in music, and then I went to like live sound directly out of college. And then I was like, okay, this is kind of crazy and chaotic.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, what's something I can do more consistently that's a little bit more predictable? And then I found podcasting. And so I work with currently of this time of recording, I'm working with a company called Dear Media. We're a podcasting network. It's amazing. I love working there, learning all kinds of things. But yeah, so I'm just working in audio in that aspect. And then I also learned about sound therapy, and I studied that for a while.
Yeah, I did read that about you, actually.
Mm-hmm. Sound therapy. And also, that's just shout out, Brendan is the audio editor for the Real Ghost Self podcast.
Oh, is that you? Is that your undertaking?
Yeah.
Good. So this sound therapy, though, this is my way my brain works. You're going to say something, I'm like, blah, right?
No, I love it.
So sound therapy is wild to me. I've been looking at it. I've not dove down any rabbit holes. I've dipped my toe into the rabbit hole. Can you help me to dive into the rabbit hole? Like, what is, when we talk about sound therapy, right? Like, is this just like tones that are supposedly healing to a person?
They can be. Yeah. So when I think of sound therapy, typically we can use frequencies and vibration to affect our emotion.
Yeah.
Which 100%. Therefore affects the frequency of our body. And then our thoughts create our reality. And
yeah, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of, studies and research done on the effects of music and sound and how it affects our bodies, our emotional state, and also our cellular state, our brainwave states, all kinds of science and stuff that gets into it. And I think we can get into that later on too, because it kind of ties in, like my background ties into the starseed stuff.
We got alien starseed sound therapy. This is going to be a fucking doozy. All right.
Cool. Deal. Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's do it. So let's tell me what a starseed. Tell me all about it.
Yeah. So a starseed is someone who has a soul that does not originate from Earth. Mm-hmm. So we all think of like past lives and things like where you might have lived in the Renaissance era, the 1920s, ancient Egypt, Atlantis, and then your soul is actually older than the planet Earth. So basically a starseed is someone that's currently living on Earth where their soul is not from here.
Where is it from?
Depends on the person.
Is there a way to identify that?
Like, where's Damien from? She's also very intuitive. I don't know if you were planning to talk about this, but I'm gonna out you. She's very intuitive.
Are you very intuitive? Well, you said you're an alien.
Yeah.
I think is what you said. Yeah.
Planet, yeah. I mean, many of us are, but.
Yeah. Again, speaking my language, this could be a good one. So, when you talk about something like that, like, how would you, if you were to try to figure that out about, let's say, like me or Nicole, like, how would you go about figuring out where we originated from?
Yeah, it's very interesting because in my life, I wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to be a psychic. That wasn't like something I sought for. Yeah. I was always like, oh, let me get into music. the psychic thing kind of came into my lap without necessarily searching for it. I think it was just like a part of me or part of like my contract of coming to Earth, like to like remember these instances of my past lives and seeing it in other people. So for me, I kind of just like look at people and then I'm like, oh, they look like a dragon, or oh, they're from Arcturus, or they're Pleiadian, and I can kind of just sometimes on the fly just like see it immediately. Yeah. And then there's other times where I'm like, I have that turned off on my mind, so yeah. I have to kind of like consciously like tune in and like figure out where they're from. But I find that oftentimes when people ask me or if I see something, I'm like, oh, it's usually because it's the state of that person and what they're in, and also like what they need to hear at that time, if that makes sense, or something that you're resonating with a lot currently. So of course, I mean, we all have many, many past lives. And so it's not like I'm going to remember every single past life you have when I see somebody, but I usually see them in the state that they resonate in a lot in that very moment, or something that's very important to them. So
the past lives thing is interesting to me. I mean, look, you've got all these like wild stories of these fucking kids that like, will the 6, 7, 8 year olds that like are recounting these wild pieces of a supposed past life that they wouldn't know, right? So I kind of dove down that rabbit hole and I found something interesting, and see what your opinion is on it. But like, when we talk about the idea of a past life, sort of this quantum mechanics view of it is like, well, maybe that is a reality that you're currently living. It's just that in that reality, you are X, right? Do you see any merit there? Or do you think like past lives, meaning like, it had to be something that you lived and then you died and then now we're here in the future. Like, what happens at that point? Like, once the Earth gets eaten by the sun, do we get any more past lives? Like, where are you there? Is that too mind-fucking?
Yeah. So I feel like our souls, I mean, like if the Earth gets eaten by the sun, like devastating, right?
But
yes. That's more of like three-dimensional. Mm-hmm. That's a three-dimensional thing. Our souls are, they exist in a higher dimension. Exactly what dimension they're from, I'm not quite sure. But I feel like when things like that happen, you're not going to necessarily lose your soul. The soul kind of lives on in a higher dimension. It doesn't disappear. Like Newton, that scientist, he said energy cannot be created nor destroyed, only transferred. So like if you like have a past life, you die in a fire, you're not like, it doesn't like burn away your soul. It doesn't.
Right.
So you're not going to lose your soul when that happens.
So then you are a proponent of reincarnation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I totally believe in it.
Do you think, because I've heard different theories on that, right? Like I've heard some people say that we choose what we go to. And there are a lot of reasons that I don't want to use the word take issue with that, but I have questions about it. Where do you see that fitting in? Like, do you think that's kind of the case? Like once we say die here and our soul goes to wherever it goes, right? And then do you think that we choose our next sort of choose your adventure type deal? Or do you think it just kind of happens?
It depends on... I'm actually kind of channeling this right now.
Yeah. Channel away.
It depends on your karma and like the state, like the amount of work that you've done to get to that certain point.
Yeah.
For my particular background and what happened to my soul, where it originated from, all the people of my planet where it essentially got destroyed, we can kind of choose a bit more where we can go to next because we don't have a home.
So you were on a planet that was destroyed.
Yes.
I want to go there. I have to go there. I have to go there. Because that's interesting, because when we look at something like Mars, it looks very much like at some point it was Earth-like. And something happened to that planet to now make it a dead planet. And that's why sometimes I go down this fucking wild rabbit hole of like, is that where we came from, right? Like, did we originate on Earth? I don't think so. Like, did we maybe like find a way to get to Earth because we knew the planet was going to get fucked and that's why we have the moon? All these different things. So what do you mean when you say that you were on a planet where everything got destroyed? And how do you understand that? Like, how do you know that?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Great.
We could sit and talk for days about this.
You've got the right fucking person. I swear to God. Like, she has to cut me off all the time. So, like...
No worries. Yeah. Whatever we don't fit in, maybe, you know, I can come back and we can talk about more of this. Because there's a lot. I mean, I'm talking, like, millions of years of history.
This is it borderline Scientology what we're talking here?
I don't know.
Yeah, like, where the aliens attach themselves to, themselves to our souls. And then, like, they're, like, one of the reasons for, like, our problems and all these things. No. So, yeah.
There's definitely like a lot involved. Like, you're on the right track with some of that. Like, it's totally real. It's totally possible.
Dianetics is a great book. Like, it's not a horrible, it's actually a great book. So let's start there. So what plan, how did you find that out?
So my guides are really funny with me. They don't necessarily just tell me everything all at once. Yeah. It was kind of like trickled in as seeds, like over the course
as
of
they
months.
Do, which is super fucking annoying.
Yeah. So over months they were kind of like trickling hints to me, but they didn't want me to know my origin right away, of course, because my planet got destroyed and that would be devastating to find out and hear if I like find that out about myself at first. So it started with me like seeing people around me and I'm seeing their starseed lifetimes or their other past lives. And I could always see other people, but I could never see my own. I'm like, what is my origin? Like, where am I from? I know I'm like connecting to so many different planets. I know I've been to so many different planets and had many lifetimes. But I'm like, but which one was I like essentially birthed at? Where is my original origin? So it took months to kind of figure that out. And they kind of did that purposely with me. But I kind of found out that, like, I remember there's one time, like, I was in college, I was on break, I have a space book, I loved space growing up as a kid, another hint that, you know, I'm not from here, I'm a young child, and I love space, I'm watching documentaries while my other friends are watching, like, Disney Channel.
Sounds like Nicole and I, right? I'm watching the documentaries and you're Disneying it up. Yeah.
nothing wrong with Disney Channel.
Okay, what I actually was watching was the shows on TV when they used to air surgeries of them, you know, cutting people open.
You can watch. I can't watch those. Yeah. I can watch the goriest horror movies of all time, but if I see the real shit, I fucking hate it.
I used to assist in like surgeries, you know that.
Really? Right? You like that? Yeah, I don't know if
I
can do
it.
I
know what it feels like to puncture an eyeball.
That's odd. And the way you say it all quiet like that is weird because Nicole, it's like, I feel like you want to puncture my eyeball.
You're very Arcturian, Nicole.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'll tell you in a bit. Because we gotta finish this.
Yeah, we gotta figure
first.
Out the planet. It blew up. Did it blow
Damien.
Up? What happened?
Yeah, so I was like, okay, what's my origin? And then there's one day I opened up my space book. It's like a astronomy, like star book. And I opened up a page, and of course I'm like aware of the different planets or essentially stars. We when I say like starseed origin, and I'm saying Pleiadian, Arcturian, Orion, I'm usually referring to the stars, and then there's many solar systems or planets around that star. So, you know, I'm looking at my star book and I open up to a page randomly. It's the book is huge. It's like this thick. Random page I open up and it says Mintaka. I'm like, oh, Mintaka, I know Mintaka. Didn't think anything of it. And it was like weeks and weeks, maybe even a month later, when I finally found out that I'm actually Mintakan origin, and those are where like the mermaid people, mermaids are actually aliens. Yeah, but
now we're getting into Damien's
territory.
Yes, we are.
However, Mintaka had kind of a devastating end to it, so my guides didn't want to like heartbreak me with that. So what they did is they kind of kind of like slid into my life and like gave.
Are your guides snakes?
No, not at all.
Yeah, you said that slithered into my life.
Yeah. They essentially introduced me to my second favorite, or probably one of my favorite planets I've ever lived on, Arcturus. So they introduced me to like my favorite deer, second home to my home that got destroyed, which was really, really strategic and smart and very kind of them to do. So I'm like, oh my gosh. And I found out like the weirdest way, because I got like psychically attacked, long story short. I was like,
you can't long story short that. What do you mean you got psychically attacked? Well, first off, are you a fan of Dolores Cannon?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, I think I'm going to recommend your new favorite thing. This lady, she would do these hypnotherapies with people to help them go and actually see or project to other planets and things of that nature. So it's kind of resonating with what you're saying. It's interesting. So
totally.
How did you get psychically attacked? You can't long story short that. You can't do that to me. Like, what is it?
Well, yeah. I'm just telling you, I'm warning you, like, all this information are like pieces of a giant puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so much involved. There's I'm here so to put it together. Pieces. Yeah. That we're going to be here for a while.
Great.
So
that's okay. We can Uber Eats.
You and the food thing.
Yes, you always snacks.
You know, Nicole, if you want to order some food, that's okay. Yeah, you can do it while we're chatting. Like, yeah. They can just deliver.
Well, I'm Nicole. I'm from Planet Grub. I don't know. All right.
Listen, I've been here since 3, okay?
Yeah.
Damien doesn't like to feed me. It's 8 p.m. now.
Yeah. And you've been bedazzling.
We need more guns. Haunted hush puppies.
We need more haunted hush puppies. We do.
Okay. Yeah, so the psychic attack.
Yeah.
So this happened back in 2020. Yep, the spring of 2020. And I was with someone, my ex at the time, but we were kind of not like, we're kind of like checking out of our relationship. And I was like, okay, whatever. So there's this one dude that I met like years ago. I graduated from high school. My family and I, we went on a cruise and I met some friends that also graduated high school.
I'm so excited. I love this story. It's so good. Keep going.
Yes. Nicole knows where this is going.
It's
yeah, so
cute.
I want to
be excited too. Let's. Yeah. You went on a cruise.
Yeah. After my high school graduation.
Across the ocean or to a different planet? Because I don't know with you at this point. Like, I just meeting you for like 5 minutes, I'm like, all right, let's see.
Like, you're probably thinking, literally like, looking what around the heck to see if we're still in the same place.
No. Trust me. Listen, it sounds like your brain and mine work very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to be a good mediator today. I can guarantee it. I can guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this Please doesn't continue. Sound relevant at all. I'm not digressing, I promise you. So, yeah, I went on a cruise after my high school graduation and with my friend. And we made friends on a ship on the cruise at karaoke night. And our friends that we met also graduated from high school. So I said I was from Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends were from Ohio. Mm. Well, it turns out, so my soulmate of all time and my boyfriend currently, that's who I met on the cruise. I met my soulmate on a cruise. And
did you meet your boyfriend / soulmate at the doing karaoke?
I was singing karaoke.
And he was in the room.
Yeah.
Like, you guys met at that.
Heard me sing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. And yeah, he heard me sing and he didn't see me, but he heard my voice. And so music was always very important to me, not only in this lifetime, but other lifetimes. And because obviously he's my soulmate, he recognized like something about my voice singing. And he was with his ex at the time, a girlfriend. And he was like, oh my gosh, like, who is singing? I need to know who this is. And so we all find each other. We all hang out. I promise nothing happened between him and I. We were all just friends on the ship.
On the cruise, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. And we just like hung out all the time. We all four of us like met together and like would get food together, hang out, just talk about cool things. Well, mostly me and my current boyfriend Jordan. Like,
when you meet new people, do you immediately go into this shit like I'm from other planets and my planet was destroyed and I'm an alien and I've got a star seed inside of me? Like, what?
I do not, but my boyfriend does.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm actually more introverted. I'm more quiet.
You are?
I'm more like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no, okay. Totally. I mean, I'm passionate about this. Anything I get really passionate about, and there's people that are open to listening to it.
Oh, yeah.
I open up and I will talk about it and get excited about it.
Wonderful.
But I'm more like, I just don't talk about, like, people at my work, they don't really know this about me.
Right. HR would have a big problem.
Probably.
Like, we can't have you telling you people that you're an alien anymore. Right? You can't. Yeah.
But my boyfriend, he would walk up to anybody at a gas station, at a supermarket.
I got to meet this guy.
On a bus. Oh, yeah. No.
What's his name?
Jordan.
Jordan. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, good name. I got to meet that guy.
He's a great guy. No, he is hilarious. He does all the talking for me, actually, because I don't like to talk as much.
Really?
Damn.
What does that sound like?
I don't, yeah. But it's wild because you're talking like I typically do. Like there's people that listen to my podcast that right now are probably thinking, Jesus, there's 20 minutes in, Damien said five words. That's fucking rare. That's fucking rare. All right, it's fucking rare.
Hashtag wrangling Damien.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the story about the psychic attack, right? Because all of this relates. Everything I'm telling you is like a piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So we met on a cruise 2017. We were great friends. We got our contact, like social media or whatever. And then like, you know, after we got back from the vacation, we just kind of like lost contact with each other, mm-hmm. you know, different states. Just, you know, years went by, didn't say, we just haven't like communicated in a while, and I go to college and, you know, we all do our own things. Well, 2020 in the spring, when everybody's like, you know, working from home or without a job or whatever, like I was home from school. I just reconnected with some old friends, and I noticed that my friend Jordan at the time like posted something on social media about like ancient civilizations, alien stuff. I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Like, I love it. And we just kind of like,
are you an ancient aliens fan?
Oh, heck yeah.
No,
heck
yeah. Give it up. All right.
I love ancient
finally,
aliens.
Somebody else. Right. Yes. All right, good. No, it's a great I binge show. Watch it like crazy.
Yeah, yeah, me too. It. My dad, yeah, everybody in my family, yeah, we all love it.
Are you an Anunnaki?
Me? No, I am not. Okay. I am not.
Well, sadly. All right. I got to have one on the podcast. All right.
Gotcha.
Keep going.
I mean, to my knowledge, maybe I had a lifetime with them, but I have associations with them, but I wouldn't say
really?
I am one.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. But right. Anyway, so yeah, we get back in contact with each other and we have so much to talk about because it's been years. Mm-hmm. So we FaceTime and, you know, everything's going great. We're just catching up. Oh, this is so cool. Whatever. And I was kind of going through a lot of stuff at that time and anxieties and things. He's like, hey, like if you ever need anything, like even if it's like 3 a.m., like you can just like message me and I can try to help or whatever. And he was just, you know, offering a hand as a good person should. I was like, thank you. I really appreciate it. So then, you know, we end the call. Then like I go to bed that night and then like 3 o'clock a.m. I get essentially like awoken in my sleep, like essentially like jolted awake. Like there's this being, it like had a spear and it like just stabbed like where my solar plexus chakra is and it had like electric in it or something and it like jolted me awake and I remember like screaming and I was in fear and it was so terrifying. And as I like woke up and I saw like this really, really creepy like figure over me. It was really, really weird.
Weirder than an alien mermaid?
It didn't look like an alien. It was like a lower dimensional being.
Oh.
Yeah, not, it was
from
not
the wrong side of the tracks. Gotcha.
Yeah, it was really weird looking. It was like a blob. It was really blobby and green and brown.
Well,
and
I don't ever want to be described as blobby and green and brown.
No,
that's
no.
Weird.
Yeah, and it had like red eyes and it weirdly had a hat on. Yeah, really weird. But I know I sound so crazy, but
no, you don't. Like I don't. I was looking at her because I wear the hat. Am I the blobby green guy?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a paranormal podcast, so that would make sense.
Yeah, we are weirdos here.
Yeah, same here. But yeah, yes, so I got psychically attacked. It was at 3 a.m., really weird. So the next, that morning I messaged my friend, like, hey, this is so weird. But by the way, I think I just got like attacked by something from another dimension. It was so weird. And the next day he wakes up, he's like, oh my gosh, I had a dream that he was fighting that a being like that I described that night too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And this is how y'all came together.
We came together from the ship, from the cruise. And because we came back together and we're soulmates and like we're going to be doing a lot together in this lifetime, something that was negative did not want us to come together.
When you talk about that word soulmate,
mm-hmm.
how do you define that?
I think of a soulmate as someone that you travel like that you share many lifetimes with. It doesn't have to be a romantic partner. It could also be friends. It can be family. It doesn't have to be romantic, but it's just someone that you are basically soulmates with. Like you share many lifetimes with someone in many different places.
And why do you think something like that happens?
I think it just helps to, I guess, have compatibility, companionship, people that we care about that we could experience things with or help each other out with. Yeah. I think like the universe is so mysterious and just wild that I think that we all kind of subconsciously know that and try to be there for each other and
Do you think that a person has multiple soulmates?
Totally. Totally. Really? Oh yeah. Like my mom and I have shared a lot of lifetimes together. We've kind of went back and forth between being each other's mother. So I've been her mother a lot in the past. And this lifetime, I chose her to be my mother.
That's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah. My father, too. He's been my father a lot in different lifetimes. like brothers and sisters, cousins, friends. I've met so many people as friends in this lifetime that I've known, and we've been friends in other lifetimes. You can also have multiple, just like in, you know, here on Earth, you can have like multiple partners in life. Like you have an ex and you break up with someone, he's go come with someone else. Like all the people that you're with could have been your soulmate in past lives. And it's just a matter of like who you resonate the most with in this current one. So
then how do you like, what is it? What's a sign, I guess I should say, that like makes you think this person is a soulmate of mine? Is it like an instant connection? Is it, what is that?
It could look different for anyone, essentially, but I think of it as someone that you just kind of instantly connect with. You kind of just understand them to a really deep level, like almost like you've known them for years, but you haven't. Someone who just gets you or kind of like balances you out in the perfect way.
Or agitates you horribly.
Yeah, possibly. Mm-hmm. Could be a thing too. Just someone, someone that it just like, it's just a weird thought, like, this person, like, I feel like I've known them for years and I've only known them for like a week or a day, or they're just like, you just connect so well together. Or you just get each other.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How, okay. So that's how your current soulmate that you're with now, you met that way, right? So after that incident where he was like battling this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
What then? You guys just kind of were like, we got to fucking meet up because...
Totally. Yeah. And so, and so that happened. The psychic attack happened. I'm like, okay, I need to like find ways to protect myself. And this is actually what leads into how I found out about starseeds and my origin. I know.
And mermaid aliens.
Aliens. Totally.
We cannot forget mermaid aliens.
Yeah, I know. That's a very, very
it's
important
big for me.
Piece.
Big.
Yeah. Yes. So, I'm like, I need to get into crystals. You know, I knew I love crystals, but I wasn't like huge into them at the time in my life. Like I knew of like the basics, like amethyst and rose quartz and clear quartz, but I didn't know of anything else.
What made you decide, like, what, how do you go from point A to point B? Like, so you're like, fuck, I got, as you call it, psychically attacked.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you say, I need to get into crystals?
Jordan, actually.
Really?
He was like, you should, you know, we were talking about crystals and he's very, very spiritual as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's trained in Reiki and, like shamanism a little bit here and there. He's like more into that stuff. And he actually introduced me to crystals when we were on the cruise. He actually gave me one, which is really sweet.
On the cruise.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure his ex was like pissed off.
Well, sure. I don't. Especially if she, were to understand, the kind of meaning that he would put on crystals, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what kind of crystal did he give you on the cruise?
It was a clear quartz.
What is the relevance of that? Like, in the guise of him giving that to you?
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to say rose quartz.
No. I mean, I was in a relationship at the time. He was in a relationship at the time. Mm-hmm. You know,
that don't stop no soulmates.
I know. Like, it's so funny, and I actually still have that crystal to this day, which is so funny. But it was just the one that he had in his bag, and he's like, "Oh, actually, I have a crystal. Like, here you go. You can have it." It was really kind of him. So the crystal thing, I was looking into crystals. And then one day, like out of the blue, I was like in a daydream state. And I just, this random word popped in my head out of nowhere. It said tanzanite. I'm like, I'm like, tanzanite. But this word just came out of nowhere. I was just like sitting, staring at the wall. I'm like, what is tanzanite? So then I researched it. I Googled tanzanite and it's a crystal. I'm like, happens to be my birthstone. Happens to be my favorite color. It's like a periwinkle. I actually have a necklace.
Is that it? Is that
right
what that
now.
Is?
This is tanzanite.
Okay.
Yep. And I'm like, that's cool. And so I'm like obsessed with the stone now because I hear it and it happens to actually be a thing. And it happens to be a thing that I'm like looking into. Like I was looking into like, you know, like obsidian, like a black protective crystal like tourmaline or something, but this is like totally not even what I was looking for, but it's perfect and it was what I needed. And so one day I clicked on tanzanite when I searched it again because I was obsessed with it, and a website came up that said like Arcturian starseed tanzanite or something. I'm like, didn't know what that was. And I read it and it was basically like check marks of like all the characteristics of an Arcturian starseed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was checking the box of like almost all of them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, am I an Arcturian starseed? This is amazing. And then I was obsessed with starseed.
It's a wild question
stuff.
To ask yourself. Oh my God, am I an Arcturian starseed? Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's kind of how I was introduced to it. And I kind of knew it wasn't my origin, but I knew that I really connected with that civilization.
Well, what are the check marks?
Oh, yeah. Those of you that are listening. an Arcturian starseed is someone who may be more introverted, more quiet, but don't get me wrong, when they get passionate, they talk a lot. Like, yeah, so how
you're
I am.
Saying you're not like this normally?
No,
really?
Not always. No, honestly, like, I'm so quiet at work. I'm just like, if I'm at a table with a whole bunch of people, friends, family, I'm usually the quiet one. I just sit and listen, unless if I'm talking about stuff like this.
Yeah. Which is, yeah.
Another characteristic is they're very, like, technologically savvy, sciencey, great with architecture. They love sacred geometry, shapes, colors.
I love sacred geometry.
Yeah, colors, shapes, sounds, frequencies. A lot of Earth-like starseeds that are Arcturian have synesthesia, where they see colors when they hear music, and I do, and that's when
I've heard
whoa.
That. So that's that happens to you?
Yes, really? It does. Yeah, I hear music and then I just see colors and I think of textures and it just like creates a lot of visual stuff in my mind as I hear it. It's like just another experience of it. Some people, I forget what it's called, but some people can like smell or taste things when they hear music. But yeah, that's all kind of like in the realm of synesthesia, and a lot of Arcturian starseeds have that kind of characteristic to them.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're also, I would say Arcturians are very, like, they take their time. They're very, like, strategic. They're very thorough.
Is this, like, a test that you can take? So if I wanted to figure out what the fucking word I am, right?
Like, I'm sure there's some out there. I mean, I've never, like, looked into this. All well,
there
the
was check boxes, right? Like, you found...
Totally, totally. Well, I didn't...
So it wasn't a test. It was, like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. I would say this is, like, the only thing, like, starseed, like, characteristic list I've ever, like, looked up online. Mm-hmm. Everything that I'm telling you besides that is basically things that I've, like, channeled or gathered or downloaded just from, like, the Akashic Records and just, like, seeing and just... I have claircognizance, which is like inner knowing, along with clairvoyance. I mean, we kind of all have all the clairs. It's just we're dominant in other ones than the others. Some people can just hear things. Yeah. I mostly get messages through inner knowing. Like, it'll just be something I never think of, and then it just pops in my mind. And then I also see things for the most part. So a
you
lot
see
of
things.
My, yeah.
What do you see?
It just depends on the message that's coming through. Sometimes, like, I'll see my guides. Other times, I'll see people's
There's
past
There's that
lives.
Word again, man. I'm like... Guides. That's interesting to me. I've asked Nicole about this a lot because the idea of guides is something that, well, it's interesting to me. I want to define it, right? Because I've heard people talk about it in different ways. But I've heard on one end of the spectrum, people talking about it to where it takes this sort of work to sort of connect with whatever these guides are. I've heard on the other... end of the spectrum, wild animals being things. What does that mean to you, guides?
Yeah, I find guides, they can be our soulmates of other past lives. It's someone that's very important or dear to us, or we're dear to them. And what they do is they're in the astral realm. They're not incarnated in a physical body.
Yeah.
And they'll follow us. They'll follow along with us. And it's kind of like a job in a way for some. Others just do it just to do it out of love or just to help you out. And
well, it sounds like a job, right?
It
like
can
it,
be.
You're like following this person around, like watching over them essentially is what they're doing.
Yeah, Nicole does it all the time.
Kind of.
That's where she like loves to be.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's weird to me because like what all these things that I wouldn't want anyone like watching me do, they're watching me.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, they try not to. They do. And they're, I mean, they're just like, they understand. They're like, like, you know, Earth and physical body stuff, you know. It's just life. It's just a part of like living. So it's kind of like a respect thing. Like,
so can they be animals?
Oh, totally. Totally. Really? I mean, we've all been animals probably in many lifetimes on Earth or other places. So.
Do you, if you had to guess, have you ever been an animal in another life?
Oh, totally.
What animal?
So many.
So many.
One that I enjoy.
Sorry, you seem like a cat person to me. Are you a cat person?
Interesting. My boyfriend has a cat. Yeah. I love animals in general. I just love all animals. My Instagram is a whole bunch of animals. I love them.
Yeah.
I've been birds in the past life.
You're a bird person. Oh, you were a bird.
I was a bird. I love rabbits. Like a lot of people, like if they love an animal, they've totally been them in a past life. Like when I was young, I loved penguins. And ironically, Jordan, my soulmate, my boyfriend, he loves penguins too. And
penguins
I found
are
out
fucking wild.
They're cool. They're fun. They
have
love
you ever
to...
seen that documentary about the March of the Penguins?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
And they literally like they find their one person. They were like they're fucking monogamous. Mm-hmm. And they find
bring
their
them a little pebble. It's so
but
cute.
It's not just a pebble. It's the most precious pebble they can find. Like, so they're like, I'm going to find the best. And the best one they can find, they present it to this other penguin. And then, like, they're Yeah. And I guess they bang or whatever. I don't know. But like, yeah, that's interesting. I like penguins. Now I'm thinking about penguins.
Yeah. Jordan and I were penguins.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Do you ever at home, and maybe after a few drinks, walk around like this?
No. Oh, damn. All right. No. No. Okay. It's just if you're connected with something. And I think with past lives in general, if there's an animal or there's like a hobby that you really connect with and that you might even just be really good at, typically it could mean that, you know, that you could have been that in the past life, or you've done that in a past life, or it was important to you, or that you were just that person, like that you were that animal in a past life.
Right. So all this, where does this lead up to you figuring out or discovering this idea that you were from another planet?
Well, I never really felt like I fit in here. I've never felt like...
I can't imagine you would. Yeah. In a good way. In a good way. Yeah.
Yeah, I just never felt like I fit in. I always felt different from everyone else. Even my parents, my father told me once, he's like, you know, he went to like a school event when I was in elementary school or middle school. And he was like, you know, you're just different. You're like, not in a bad way, but he could just tell that I'm different than the other kids around me. I just like have this, I wouldn't say like maturity over me, but like, I don't know. It's just like, I'm an old soul. I just have a very old soul. And I was just, I always feel like I'm looking at something with a different lens than other people were. And I'm not to say that I'm like special or anything. It's just, I just felt like I didn't fit in.
The term I use for it is I always say, I feel like I think deeper about things than everyone else. Right. Yeah. Like, and it does, it makes you feel almost like not outcast.
Mm. You're, like, you're definitely a starseed, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I can just see. I've been.
Where is my seat?
Where is Damien from?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing that comes to me, and I've been kind of paying attention.
Was I a merman? A mer person? A mer?
I don't see that. I do see you
Merlian?
Have a. Dragon guide.
Oh, I like that.
Nicole does too.
I like dragons. Really? Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Well, she's.
Dragons are aliens.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, they're not from here.
So how do you look at me and then you say, well, it's amazing that you look at me and you think dragon. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. As opposed to something like weird, you know, because dragons are awesome. They hoard gold. They have lots of gold and treasure. And I'm big on treasure hunting. Like, that would be like the ultimate career for me, right, is treasure hunting, right? I know like people that I know that are like into anthropology and all these things. And they're like, dude, fucking treasure hunters are horrible. I'm like, no way. Like, I love the idea of treasure hunting. So you might be right. But what do you see in me that says dragon to you?
I see like this dragon swirling around you.
Mm-hmm. What color? Is there a color?
It's like green and red.
All right.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of orange. Like, and sometimes it doesn't mean that the dragon is green or red or orange. It might just mean like the color that's associated with it has like symbolism to it.
Yeah.
So.
And what does that mean for me as a person if I've got this dragon swirling around me? Like, what? What relevance, I think, could that have regarding me and the world around me?
Am I asking that right? I gotcha. I mean, dragon, people that have, like, whether it's a dragon guide or if you're, like, if you've been a dragon in a past life or another dimension, that could, it's different for the person, but I would say, like, dragon people have a more, like, intense energetic field. It's very strong and dominating. Like, you're like, okay, we're getting this done now. Like, they're like a fire element. If you think of the elements and like what fire does, it's very like transformative. It's very aggressive, not like a bad way, but it just gets things done. I would say dragon beings are associated with fire. And so you have like more of that fire element within your persona. And they're very, I would say, like, tech savvy. I would say.
Maybe for my time period when I was growing up, when dragons existed. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're very goal oriented. And they're like, okay, I have these goals and let's get them done. They're very good at kind of like organizing. They're very strategic. They're very smart animals, or I mean, aliens. So. Yeah, I mean, and there's so many different dragon beings. So one thing that you'll find throughout the universe is there's like a blueprint of beings, like even on Earth. Like, we have, you know, the four-legged animals. We have humans, like the five, they call it like the star beings that have like two legs. There's a lot of aliens that have like that human-y kind of shape or form. And there's also like the feline and the cat and the dog looking animals. And then there's like the fish and the reptile type beings. So there's like this blueprint that you'll find like all across the universe because it just works. Yeah.
You mentioned reptile, and it's funny. Nicole and I were having a conversation
Oh my God,
not long ago. And I, I think I discovered that she's actually a reptilian.
Mm.
Yeah. I know that they hide their physical form through technology. And apparently they feed on the negative energy of the people.
Full of shit.
I don't know.
Well, Nicole, actually, the last time we talked and we had lunch, I forgot.
Is she a reptilian?
Well, let me say.
A lizard person?
Yes.
All right.
Let me say something. Not all reptilians are bad.
Yeah.
Like people, there's good people, there's bad people.
There's good reptilians?
Of course. Absolutely.
Is she like a lukewarm reptilian? Was she good, bad?
Lukewarm. She's good. And actually, when I channel things, sometimes I'll say it. I don't always remember because it's not me. It's not like part of my brain.
Nicole has that issue too.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. So... I remember now when I was working with you and talking with you over lunch that one day that yes, you were a reptilian a long, long time ago, but this was before that planet got like in a way like shifted to like a lot of negative.
Yeah, I think you said like corrupted or something.
Corruption.
You didn't tell me that you were outed as a lizard person. Why did you not tell me?
So I'm never gonna tell you this.
Well now I know. Yeah. So y'all are sitting at lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In a public place.
Yes. At Flower Child in the domain.
Yes, my favorite.
Here in the domain. A bunch of tech bros walking around and they hear, did I just hear these ladies calling each other lizard people? Is that the kind of conversations that you're having at lunch?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Damien, are you surprised?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm actually not.
Okay, but I need to know more about our dragons the same colors? Are they different? Are they from the same place?
Planet.
Oh, you know what's funny? What? Actually, Damien, you might actually be reptilian too. Before it was corrupted.
LOL.
Yeah. Before it was what?
Before it was corrupted. Yes.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
So a long, long time ago. So reptilians.
In a galaxy. Don't do it.
I knew it. God damn it. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was the star is Draco. I know. It's funny because there's like you think of Harry Potter.
I was going with the rapper. Yeah, that's Drake. Yeah.
And like on a little side note, a lot of Hollywood movies and things kind of parallel to a lot of this.
Well, because the lizard people literally run Hollywood.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we know that.
Wouldn't it shock me? So yeah, a long time ago, you know, Draco, that star where the reptilians originated from, it was a very positive place. They were very technologically advanced. Again, dragon beings. They had wings. They could fly. When you think dragons, you know. They were very, very, what would I say? They just had it in order. They had, everything was in order.
Mm-hmm.
However, there is this artificial intelligence, like this AI technology that's from, we don't actually know. It could be from another universe. It could have came through a wormhole, a black hole. It kind of came through and it was kind of starting to trickle into our, it's a problem from another universe or what, a problem from another universe that kind of trickled into ours by accident.
These AI beings.
And they came across the Draco star, reptilians, and someone found it and was like, ooh, like this is cool. Like it's very convenient. It's very helpful. And they kind of, you know, it started off with like one being had this great idea, but it went wrong or they didn't have the best intentions with it. And it kind of started corrupting the planet. And so there was like a lot of them that were like on roll with it. Like, this is great. We're going to be like, we're going to dominate everyone with this technology. And then there's others that were like, okay, this is not cool at all. Like, what are we going to do? A lot of them like basically, died and then chose to incarnated somewhere else to help like save or go with, you know, to go elsewhere. And this kind of happened to Jordan, my boyfriend's best friend. He was also reptilian before all this happened. And he was one of the ones that saw this coming. And he's like, holy sh. So he.
What is it like when y'all all have get togethers, for God's sake? Like, is it.
We talk about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of wild, too, because like the people that like really resonate with this stuff, like, or not even that they resonate with it, they like when we talk to people about this, like, it just like they kind of like. Understand it right away, like it resonates with them and they're like, wait, you know what, this is true. And then sometimes like the people that we talk to about this, they start to remember things themselves. And so this, what I'm actually sharing with you, is from my boyfriend's friend himself. He knew that this had happened and he shared it with us, and I'm sharing it with you. But so I feel like you guys also were part of the team that, I wouldn't say team, but in a way I kind of think of it as one, that kind of like, we're out. We're not going to be a part of this. And we're going to go elsewhere and be amazing and do great things and help to maintain the order and the peace within the universe. Which reminds me too, Damien, I got this download that you were a really
When you say download, like all I can think about now is like robots and shit. Like, what do you mean download? Explain.
So in like a psychic way, downloads are essentially like, this happens with a lot of people that are claircognizant, that have that inner knowing. So it'll just like pop in my head. It like just comes from the ether or the universe, and it just comes to me. Yeah. So I'm basically essentially channeling a lot in this conversation. And so I just got like the download.
Just now?
Question mark. Yes.
Okay.
Just by seeing you and being with you, that you were a really big, I wouldn't say like bounty hunter.
Oh, I love that.
But in a way, kind of like that.
I love that. Treasure hunting and bounty hunting.
There was something that happened in one of your lifetimes, like to someone really dear to you and your family. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, no more. This is, you're sick of it. So then you like essentially became like a bounty hunter in a way that you would essentially like learn about the bad guys and learn like their ins and outs and how they do things. And then you'd kick them out. You would essentially, you know, bounty them, if that makes sense.
I would
sense.
Bounty them, yes. Yeah. And then I would collect my payment or...
I don't know. Okay, maybe, honestly, if you're talking about the gold...
I'm still on that, by the way. Yeah, the hoarding of the gold. So and this is... All right, so I... And this is awkward for me to say, because I never say this. It's usually being said to me. I have to dial this back. Let's... There's a lot to digest here. Let's... Go away from, so dragon around me is what we're at, right? This is what you see there. You feel that. Let's just, I'm stuck. I'm fucking stuck on the Merlians, the mermaid aliens.
Absolutely.
Is this the planet you were from?
Yes.
And this came to you when, this knowledge of being at that planet?
Thanksgiving Day.
Oh my God. With the family, you're having dinner?
Yeah.
You're eating turkey and all of a sudden you ruin Thanksgiving by talking about I'm from another planet?
Well, actually, my family, I've hinted at this kind of stuff to them. Yeah. Like, they're aware of it. My dad is a big Ancient Aliens fan. He believes in them. My mom's kind of, like, open to, like, spiritual stuff, too. And I've, like, hinted to them and told them about it. But they're like, eh. And so I'm like, okay, I don't make a big deal about it with them. But I kind of got all these downloads that day. And I was like, you know, taking a shower, I was around water, and then instantly, like, as I got out, because I was in that zen state, I like, showers are very cleansing for me, and I like come up with a lot of ideas or whatever, because again, like, I'm, my soul is very comfortable around water. And I just like all of a sudden just like got into this trance, like daydream state, and I just like started seeing myself in this water. It was very clear, and there's mer people, and then I see
Merlians.
Like this like merman like swimming above me, which happened to be Jordan, my soulmate. And there's dolphins. So dolphins are from Mintaka. That's
really,
yeah. So one thing I did not mention,
so do mermaids sound the same way as dolphins?
No.
Okay.
No. Dolphin, I mean, a lot of the animals that are on Earth are from other star systems, because I don't actually know why, but for some reason, like a lot of different star systems, it's like a big mixing pot to come to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I think it's just the way that it, where it sits in like the dimensions and all. But yeah, dolphins are from Mintaka, I think.
And this is the planet you were from.
Yeah.
Okay, Mintaka.
And I meant to mention this too. If you're a Mintakan starseed, for those that are listening that are wondering this and you love mermaids, one obviously is you love the water. And you feel very like tranquil or connected to it.
Are you looking at mermaids though, like in the sense, because there's two kind of images, right? Like you've got the idea of like the mermaid, like that. The best way to describe it's fucking Ariel, right? Like the nice and whatever mermaids. But the ancient stories of merfolk,
sirens,
yeah, like the wicked,
yeah. Merfolk. So there's actually, like I said, how there's like the four-legged animals across the universe. There's the, you know, bird-like beings across the universe. There's reptile beings across the universe. There's also a lot of water beings across the universe. Mm-hmm. So there's actually other planets that are also that had like mermaid-like people, and even from Atlantis. So Earth had its own as well. So there's a lot of like when you would think of like aliens that are mermaids, they all have slightly different looks. Mintakan mermaids look very much like human, but they're more like a blue kind of, if you think of a dolphin and they have like that rubbery look, it's like a blue gray. A lot of them had that color to them, and they had like hair still, and they had like they're like scale, like fins kind of in a way, but Mintakins didn't have like the one fin mermaid leg situation. They kind of had like two legs where they can kind of waddle and land a little bit and like walk, not like super fast.
Back but to
they
the penguins, still... yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. But yeah, Mintakin beings, that planet existed in a higher dimension. It was like somewhere around like the fifth, sixth, or seventh, maybe even the eighth dimension. I feel like eighth is kind of pushing it, but between like the fifth and the seventh dimensions,
yeah.
It was very light and bright and not a lot of negativity.
Interesting. So these dimensions are these things that you think that people, I mean, obviously, I'm guessing you think that we can connect with them in some way?
Yes, but you can't necessarily incarnate as them because they're no longer existing. But like how, like Nicole, you have a lot of experience with mediumship and connecting with those that have passed, and you can kind of connect their energy and channel them in ways, you can still do that with Mintakins. And I actually have Mintakin guides, and my boyfriend does as well, and you can still like connect to their spirit, but sadly and essentially you can't like incarnate on the planet. It's essentially inhabitable right now.
Why?
Because the reptilians destroyed it. The bad reptilians.
The ones that we think about when we say reptilians, right?
Yeah, not you guys, obviously, but the bad ones.
So then let me ask you this when we talk about reptilians. You know who David Icke is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's the one that kind of started the whole idea. Like, so now people will watch videos of, I think Britney Spears was one, and like some of these like famous people, and they'll like freeze these clips of these videos where you'll see they're saying that it's like they're showing their true form, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that they're these evil kind of reptilians that literally are feeding off negative energy of people. Any stock in that? Or are we looking at reptilians in a different way?
Oh, no, that all relates. I feel like everything is connected and everything relates. And I have like heard of instances like that.
Yeah, you might. Yeah. I could probably introduce you to some fucking rabbit holes, man. Yeah,
totally. I'm down. I love to learn. I'm open to whatever. I mean, there's a little bit of truth to everything.
You think so? Yeah. Okay. So you found out that you were from Mintaka.
Mm-hmm.
Mintaka. I got it right. And so that revelation just came to you in a vision in the shower.
After the shower. It just came to me. And that's when I found out, one, that I was Mintakin, and two, that Jordan, at the time when we were just talking to each other and reconnecting,
mm-hmm.
We knew we shared past lives together, but we didn't know what or how. And it was funny because we had never, like, we were talking with each other, but neither of us, like mentioned that we were each falling for each other and we really liked each other and wanted to be with each other, but neither of us, like, ever talked about it. Mm-hmm. We just were, like... So that's when I found out, like, oh my gosh, actually this man's my soulmate.
Yeah.
How do I bring it up to him?
Well, but how did you?
I just told him, oh my gosh, I got a huge download and I want to share it with you. And I
told
him.
Spoiler alert.
It's amazing.
And it was kind of terrifying because as I was telling it to him, I mean, I told you he likes to talk a lot and I love that about him. And when I was telling him the story, like, silent. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, yeah, we kind of, I think, you know, we were in love and all and like quietness. And then after I was done, he just like was stood there and was like,
anyway, at this point,
so true. And at this point,
when you did this, were y'all both single?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, actually, I'm asking no, sorry. This all happened like years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's all like in puzzle pieces, but no, I technically was still in a relationship with someone. Mm. Actually, he was reptilian, which I didn't find out until later.
A bad reptilian?
No, not
he was
a good
one.
There's actually a lot more good reptilians than there are bad. It's just
really?
The bad ones like
they're
have that reputation.
Yeah.
It's like what people think of when they think of them. But there are a lot of good ones as well. But yeah, he was one also. And we just weren't really like the most compatible. Maybe we had a soul contract or something where we were meant to cross paths and like learn from each other. But it wasn't meant to be. And like, yeah.
Yeah. So you got this download.
Mm-hmm.
You tell him, Jordan, and he's silent.
Yeah.
What then?
Then he was like all in about it, and he started remembering it too, and it like hit him. It was like a huge awakening for him, and
it's a hell of a love story. Like to think about, like, because most people when they talk about that kind of conversation, mm-hmm. it never starts with "I got a download," right? But yours did, so that's wonderful. And then he started seeing this as well, and then. Magic.
Yeah. It's just like, again, like I mentioned, like when people like start to hear about this about themselves, like
mm-hmm.
because it's, you know, your past life or it's like something to do with you and your soul, like you feel it on a deep level and it really hits you and things make sense and it just
inner knowing.
It's that inner knowing.
Well, then how did you break the news to the reptilian back home that you were moving on to the
mm-hmm.
new reptilian?
No. Well, Jordan's not a reptilian.
He's not a reptilian. No, he's a merfolk. He's a merfolk. Yeah. He's a merfolk.
He's been talking with me. Okay. Gotcha. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our relationship wasn't really working that well. We weren't really on the same page. We didn't really have the same interests. It was kind of going stale.
Sitting down at dinner talking about downloads and reptilians and merfolk, and he's like, ah.
Yeah, he also didn't really follow that kind of stuff either, but did eventually.
I have to ask. I'm so sorry. I ask personal questions, and if ever you could. How long did that relationship last?
It was 3 years.
How do you do that? How do you do it? How do you sit down for supper and talk about the merfolk and the dragons? Supper. And yeah, that's a great word. I love that word way better than dinner supper. How does that happen? I mean, because on both sides, like you're like, blah, 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 and he's just like, oh God. Yeah. How does that work?
Well, when I broke up with him, I didn't really like tell him all of that, and I didn't want to like hurt his feelings. Yeah. So I just kind of like said it's just not working anymore. And also, he kind of also wasn't the best. Like, a lot of, like, my family didn't see him, like, with, like, we didn't, my family didn't really, like, see us together. And
yeah.
Also, he was kind of mean to me, like, on my birthday. Like, he came by to, like, visit, and then it's time to do cake, and he just went upstairs and didn't sing. And then
who the fuck skips out on cake?
I know, and singing on my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's and singing like on your birthday, things. So no singing, yeah. No cake.
He had two chances, too. We sang twice because someone didn't get a video.
Damien.
And they wanted to get a picture of me blowing out the candle. So he didn't even sing. So I was like, okay, we're done.
Damien, are you going to sing to me on my birthday?
I guess you
are going to be with me on my birthday.
Oh, so. Yeah. We're doing some parachute, aren't we? Right. Yeah. Okay. I guess I'll have to give it a go. But I'm definitely having cake. Like, I can't wrap my head around this. How is it a good reptilian if they can't even stay for cake? Who fucking doesn't stay for cake? I don't need a lot of sugar and carbs. I'll fucking eat cake.
Yeah, I don't think this was necessarily like a starseed, like reptilian problem as it was
like
a... You
want a chocolate chip cookie?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you, though.
All right, good.
Nicole, do you want food?
She's had a lot of sugar today.
Okay. No, I don't need more sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was more so like a personal problem in his life, his earthly life, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, than it was like, I don't want to put all the blame on his soul origin, you know? So
once you found this out that you were from this place, well, first off, where is this fucking place?
Mintaka. Where
is Mintaka?
Yeah. So do you know the Orion constellation?
Sure.
Like Orion's belt?
Yep.
It's the star on the right. There's three stars of Orion's belt.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right, the one on the right.
Do you ever spend time outside with a telescope getting radical and looking at that shit?
I do. And you know what's so funny?
What?
Even when I was a kid, yeah, I stared at that constellation. That was my favorite constellation. It's like I knew, my soul knew that there is an importance to that.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things to do. Like, if it's a Friday or Saturday night, like if you have options, like go out to a bar, drinking, whatever, or sit in your backyard with your telescope. That sounds wildly more interesting to me. But I'm the guy that's always like looking at the moon, looking for structures.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad was really into this kind of stuff too. And he's the one that like had the telescope and introduced me to this kind of stuff. My dad has actually also been talking.
Really?
Yeah. I was always very close. I was close to both my parents, but especially my dad. We related a lot like on music. And
so you're a Mer family. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. I think my mom was been talking, but I'm not sure. She's very Pleiadian, like very Pleiadian. And my dad, even though he's been talking, cause I mean, he has a boat, he loves the water, he loves the tropics, you know, all that kind of stuff, which totally makes sense now. Like when I learned all this stuff, by the way, everything
actually
in my
makes
life
sense.
Makes sense.
Is that why I don't want to be outside? I just basically want to be inside like in a cave, much like a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
I like that with my treasures. Yeah, I'm into that. So what was the revelation for you? Like you found out, okay, I'm from here. What did that bring to your life?
My gosh. Everything made sense. Everything clicked.
It finally made sense when you found out you were a mer person.
It just, yeah.
All right.
It's just everything made sense. And the fact that like even the smallest details about my life, like in music and the arts and how I got into audio, because I really resonated with the Arcturian civilization. Mm-hmm. And just like sounds and frequencies and like my love for music and my love to help people and why I'm just like, I'm one of those people that's a little too nice all the time.
Yeah.
And that's like a Mintaken thing. A lot of Mintakens, because we lived in a higher dimensional planet, it was very like not a lot of negativity. Yeah, they're
you
all
don't,
like,
it seems like I'm trying to now picture what it must be like to see you in a negative mood or angry, because it doesn't happen often, does it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't imagine so.
It takes
I can
a lot.
See it on your face. Yeah. It's like probably it would take someone like me to agitate you. But when it does happen, what does it look like?
Oh, when I get mad?
Yeah.
Like, I just get mad.
See, I don't know. You say that so happily. I just get mad. Yeah. So it probably doesn't happen often, does it?
No, not
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
Not
and
at all.
Things probably don't like get to you, do they? Like, I mean,
they do.
They do. But like, you're not like a negative, like fucking like.
Not at all. Like, yeah. And this is like a Mintaken thing too. Like, we don't like to do anything that would hurt. Like, I've never done anything that would hurt anyone. My intention is never to hurt anyone or make them feel bad. Like, it would bother me. And if anything, I'm more worried about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're very sensitive beings. And I think that's part of the reason why the reptilians at the time wanted to essentially like attack that planet, is because it was so high vibrational. They just didn't understand like how they had it so good, because it was like, you know, the tropics and the water, and they had oceans and shows, and it was like Christmas Day every day where everyone was gift giving and sharing. And it was just like the thought of fear like did not exist among those people.
And then how do they make it here to Earth?
The Mintakens?
Yeah.
So
please tell me spaceships, because I'm just imagining a mer person in a UFO, right? Like, how do they operate those controls with their fins? And
Well, they had arms. I mean, if you think about it. And they could still walk around and stuff. But I mean, how they end up on Earth, I think you're more so associating like the mermaids from like Atlantis. And those, I mean, while some of them looked like mer people, those kinds of mermaids were more like Earth altered DNA type beings. And they were more so from like Sirius B. And that's another planet.
That's Anunnaki shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Sirius B is a star system where there are also mer people. Yeah. So, and
well, I didn't know there was mer people there. That's wild. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that was the one you were telling me about, right?
Yeah. Nicole, you're very Sirian.
What the fuck is that, man?
That's wild. Oh, you know what it might be? There's a storm brewing out there.
And it might be
the sign. You can go check it out. Yeah. So, man,
I still want to know the answer to our fucking dragons.
Yeah, wait, what was the question about the dragons? Is your brain like mine? Like you it's all over the place, and you're just gonna forget what you were talking about and you go on to something else?
Yeah, totally.
All of our brains are like that unless you're hyper fixated on something. I'm hyper fixated about the dragons. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of information. I mean, we're talking like millions of years of information.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to kind of.
Well, I just want to know, are our dragons like the same color and from the same places?
Essentially.
And a silence fills the room.
I do. I do actually see. You guys actually knew each other in other past lives. Like,
in
you've
a
worked
dragon
together.
World?
Yes, but also in other lifetimes. Like again, like, even when I say that that you've been reptilian, doesn't mean that's not even your origin. Like, you could be from another universe.
Yeah.
Your origin could have been somewhere else. Like, I also see Maldek in your field, Damien?
In my field?
Yeah. Have you ever heard, like, so you kind of have an idea of, like, space and, like, the solar system. Do you have the awareness of the asteroid belt, like, after Mars?
When you say awareness of it, like, I know of it, but when you say awareness of it, like, do I have visions of it or feel it?
No. I mean, like, you're just, like, aware of, like, okay, we have the solar system, and then, like, there's an asteroid belt after Mars or, like, somewhere around there. Well, that asteroid belt isn't just like randomly like, oh, like all these asteroids, let's just go party like around the sun in this giant ring.
That's a chaotic party.
It's actually a more chaotic story. That used to be a planet, and that planet was called Maldek. And when that got destroyed, the planet burst into thousands of pieces and turned into the asteroid belt.
How does that resonate with me?
So that's also where your dragon energy comes up again. So you have a lot of dragon past lives. And so Maldek beings, every time I see a dragon, by the way, they're like, they have this angst to them. They're like, yeah.
Angst. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. I've got so many questions. So to wrap that one up, the simple one, What was your question about the dragons again? I'm lost now. I'm out. Yeah. What was
our dragons are from the same place.
From the asteroid belt X planet.
Well, that one's fairly newer. I mean, the solar system's a little bit newer. But so that's like a more recent one where like when I say your dragons from Draco before it got corrupted or right before it was about to, when you existed during that time and you're like, okay, this is getting, you know, corrupted. We're out of here. We're not going to be a part of this. You guys, I think, might have known each other or existed during that same time. So, yes, I do see, like, this tie to y'all. Like, you've known each other. But I know, like, the bounty thing I was telling you about, Damian.
Yeah, I'm still excited about it, yeah.
You either worked along with him doing that or you did something similar. Like, you guys, like, definitely.
Were we competing bounty hunters?
And
we were bounty hunting together.
Or you worked for me at my bounty hunter company.
I obviously was the strong arm.
Well, let's ask. She's going to download about that. Is she wrong? Yeah.
I think you all started out separately and then you kind of came across each other because you're finding the same
sounds like a person. Similar story.
Like, you were out against is there like a parallel in this lifetime that you're like, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we both literally started both our podcasts separately and now we're both and doing now we just both of them together.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, we had, yeah, yeah, that's wild to say. The way you just said it, we'd separate now, we'd both do both of the, it is weird to say, like, we do this podcast and she does this podcast. It's wild.
You had common goals, like, in what you were trying to accomplish.
There you go. That's an easier way to put it. Yeah, yeah. Good job for wording that properly. I'm sitting here like, well, and I was like, I was lost in my words. How the fuck do you learn about these planets? Like, you know all these names of these planets, Mentalkin and the other one you fucking said,
Damn. Oh, like the Pleiades,
yeah.
And their Sirians.
Where does this come from? Like, where are you getting this?
Gosh, it's hard to remember because I just get the downloads and
downloads. There's that word again. Yeah.
Yeah. It just
makes
comes
me think you're an AI
me.
Person, and I'm
no,
yeah, okay. fearful
Wait,
of AI.
Here, no, I have a question because I have a parallel to this because you were talking about the download for Tanzanite. So I'm curious. Do you get downloads of like these planet names first without knowing them? And then you go look it up and you're like, oh shit, that's a thing.
That's happened too. Yeah. I think it's a combination. Like all of these, like the information I'm giving you and what things I've learned, a lot of it I've came across myself. A lot of times it'll just come to me and I like Google it and then I find it. There's other times like when I'm like, when I find something just to confirm it, I'm like, oh, and then I see like, Lyran beings. I'm like, oh, okay. And
Lyra. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's the feline beings. And like, I as soon as I like hear a word or I see it, and then I just instantly it like unlocks more information.
And that's what you would call a download.
Yeah, and I think like a lot of the information I get too, whether it's something I'm channeling just from the universe itself, like the Akashic records, which is a realm of information that just anything that happens in the universe, any thought, feeling, emotion, lifetime. Anything like just basically again, energy can't be created nor destroyed, only transferred. It kind of gets sent up to the Akashic records, which is where a lot of psychics tap into things and get information. But also, my spirit guides can give me information as well because they followed me and they have access to that astral realm. And they're like, oh yeah, and they'll tell me information.
But if we're talking about like reincarnation and you're living these different lives, like at what point do you become something like a spirit guide versus? Reliving a new
life. Wait,
Nicole?
Can we talk? Yeah, can we talk about this? Can you tell? We've talked about this briefly that I was like, I was a guide.
You were a guide.
And you just looked at me like, what the fuck? So,
yeah, Nicole, if I can remember when I was like channeling this information from you, I was like, I forget what you said. You said something and then I like instantly thought of like, oh my gosh.
It was about that. I don't like, I think feelings are inefficient.
That is a wildly, you and I don't agree on that, do we? We've talked about this. Yeah, I'm the opposite end of the spectrum, like completely.
But it's because when you're a guide, you're so fucking detached from it. And I think that's a big lesson that I'm like here to learn now is like beanbag and I'm going to feel these stupid fucking human emotions. So that way I can like help people deal with this shit.
That's what it was. Yeah, we were talking about just like emotions and like the high maintenance of just existing in a body on Earth. And it's very dense. We have a lot of emotions. It's just kind of like... Yeah, and it's really hard. That's when
You seem like you are a very emotional person.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can see it. I can feel like you know.
Oh
like, yeah. Fuck, where was I going? Holy fucking shit! There's a lot of these planets now. I'm thinking about merpeople. I'm thinking about aliens. So, how many different planets do you think you've ever lived on?
A lot.
Really?
I have thought, again, because when I was starting off the story of like how I was finding out about, well, trying to find my origin originally, and I was learning about all these places, I felt like I connected to a lot of them, and I could feel ones that I connected to more than others, of course, probably because I spent more time on some than others. But I'm like, what the heck is my origin? Where a lot of people, well, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but not as many people, like, would have connections to so many. Like, there's some people I read, I'm like, oh my gosh, you've been all over the place, and it's hard to pinpoint, like, your origin or where you're from or where you resonate the most. Like Jordan, my boyfriend, he was really hard for me to find out too at first, like where he's from, because I'm like, dude, you've been all over the place, which makes so much sense because him and I traveled everywhere together. Also because, you know, our planet got attacked, it's destroyed, we can't live there anymore, now we have to find a new home, and we're just going everywhere. And but also part of our journey together is we were always traveling to different places, teaching. We were teachers for a while, teaching about
history. You know, I've not met him, but you know, you all, the stories you tell me about you and him remind me of the two people that eventually ended up starting Heaven's Gate, the UFO cult. Big fan, by the way. Because they did, like, they met each other and they were both like, and they had all these ideas that they were from other planets together and things like that. And then, and is that really what it was like for y'all?
I'd have to look into that Heaven's Gate.
Oh, you don't want, yeah, they're the ones that, they all just did the assisted suicide together because the comet, Halley's Comet was coming, and they wanted to get on the UFO go. But that just sounds wild to me when people meet like that, like you and Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
It seems so rare for two people to randomly meet that have such wild ideas at the same time, right? Like, mm-hmm. he's like, I'm battling this thing that's attacking you psychically. And you're like, I'm a merperson.
That must be like very... penguins.
Yeah.
That
must be comforting in a way. Like, when you finally meet a person that you can actually say something wild to, like,
can be yourself with.
Yeah. But you can, when being yourself is
your true self,
saying, you know, something to the effect of, I was a merperson on this planet. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of people, I think, that if you were to have these conversations with, they're not even going to believe it's a thing, right?
Right. Like, I know, because it sounds so crazy.
It's wild, right?
Yeah.
But, and that's why, so I it must have just been like, so that's why I asked you like how your dinners were with your ex when you were, you know, talking with him about it. Because what must that have been like when you find this person? Was it just like, holy fuck?
When I find Jordan? I mean, yes. We were FaceTiming for like 8 hours.
But was it like this talking. Weight off your shoulder that you're like, I can fucking tell him I was a merperson. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it was like a weight off my shoulder because we were both finding out this information and a lot of it at the same time. And like we would each download, like, you know, when I say download, I think of it's just more like unlocking memories and just remembering things or like our spirit guides, like give us messages or whatever. And
were you ever a spirit guide?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Really?
Yeah, so a lot why, of us have been.
Well, then why then would you not have the same challenges that Nicole here is having that you'd mentioned about being a guide with her inability to accept or and enjoy emotions?
Nicole just
listen,
loves...
I just think they're inefficient, okay?
But that's wildly... that is not correct. Emotions are the most efficient thing there is.
Not. They keep us alive. I know why. I know why. Because emotions, you know, they impact how we make decisions, how we act. And see, when Nicole was up in the astral realm guiding people, she doesn't have to worry about emotions like getting in her way. She can just like act upon what she needs to and it doesn't get
in her
way. So
it's like a logical based thing. Like, and maybe I'm looking at it from a too humanistic point of view, but you look at it as like emotional, logical.
You know, it's so funny too that you have like that reptilian energy because dragon beings are very analytical.
Well, here's the thing. It's funny. I used to say all the time, like, I want to be like rational in everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
Until I started deep diving this AI takeover that's inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not happy about it. I'm not an AI guy. I'm wildly against it. Right?
Same. Yeah.
Because it's funny. Real logical thinking is what we're going to experience when AI takes over, which means, I don't care how much you, how artsy you are or whatever. You are not logically good for X. I'm getting rid of you. If there's no emotional side, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to 86 you. I'm going to just kill you because logically you are not serving the greater whatever the fuck.
Right? Mm-hmm.
This is the problem we're going to see with AI big time. So that got me thinking. I'm like, fuck, I don't know that logical is really like you want to have it, But over logical versus over emotional, I don't know. I think I take emotion
There's
every time.
Balance.
There's a reason we don't go kill a person. Emotions. Right. If it were logical, we could be like, well, this person's a drain on society. Right. That's logic. Right. Versus we don't want to hurt people because what are you thinking? Bad things over there, you reptilian? Yeah.
How many fucking times a day am I like, I'm going to run you over?
But you don't do it because you know that it would be hurtful to people's families and them and potentially
you. We're not going to talk about this on here.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Maybe you are really reptilian. Like the bad reptilian.
No, not at all. Both of you have really good intentions. And I've seen as I'm like scrolling through your book, like history. It's like a book. I see like pages.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of good. And you've been, again, like I said, like finding these bad guys, learning all the things you can about them to get them. And yeah.
See,
get
it's
them
the,
out.
It's the, we're both Libras. Okay. Our birthdays are like 2 days apart.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's, I also see Lyran in you too. Both of you.
I'm a Lyra too.
Yeah.
Is that the
Lyran lions
with the wings?
Some of them do. Yes. Yeah.
Or is that a Pegasus?
That's a horse with wings.
Okay.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's the justice, right? Like Libra justice. So yeah, if there's a bad guy, I'm not going to feel bad about fucking you
running
up, you
him
know?
Over. Yeah.
Yeah.
How does a download work for you? Meaning, describe it to me.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It took me a while to learn and realize that I was actually getting them. It started off as visions, and I would just see things, and it just made sense. It's like hard to explain. It's just like as if it's the truth and is the truth. I would also find that if I get songs stuck in my head, that's usually like my guides saying like, hey, we want to communicate something to you.
Fuck, then if that's the thing, then my guides, it's a wild challenge I have. Quite literally, every second of every day, there's a fucking song in my head. Like, as we're having conversations, always.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told that to people, and they're like, well, that would drive me crazy. And I don't know. I can't. It's something that's always there. Yeah,
but you also have a music background, though. So, like, so do we. So I feel like that makes sense.
Damien, I just now realized you have a lot of Pleiadian in you, too.
What does that mean?
So the Pleiadians are like really dear friends to the Arcturians. So the Arcturians are more like technologically advanced and alien looking. The Pleiadians are more like human looking.
Yeah.
They say they look like Nordics. They usually have like the blonde hair, blue eyes kind of idea.
Some of the UFO abductee cases, like they describe people like that.
Yeah, the Pleiadians. Yeah. And the Pleiades is a star system. So there's a lot of stars, a lot of planets. So it's like kind of like a cluster or like umbrella. But I see like the more advanced version of the Pleiades. It's very close to the Arcturians, and it's so funny because I think of them as like opposite twins. The Arcturians are more slow, strategic, and they have like wisdom, and they're more, again, like technology, where the Pleiadians are more, I think of like the Renaissance, like, hoo-ah! Like they just jump on horses and like, let's go, let's do it now. And they're like a super, like the first to volunteer, and they're really quick, and they don't really think, they just go boom, but they like are very intelligent.
They just boom, there we go.
Yeah, I saw that downloaded as well. And as those that are listening, your reaction, you might relate to that as well.
Your reaction is, is that what it's like every time, like when you get a download?
If it's from a Pleiadian, maybe.
Oh, really?
But no, when I get...
Would you
get,
tell me if you got something horrible from me?
Yeah, oh, totally.
Would
yes,
you? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And I don't see that at all.
Yeah, I don't imagine you have much of a filter, do you?
Probably not. No, I would, but I, like, again, I, like, haven't even thought of, like, needing to hold back,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
That is the only way to live. I think that one thing I can see about you in 2 seconds of meeting you is... Yeah, you're very happy, aren't you?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, everybody has their struggles and things. Well,
yeah.
About,
meaning, like, you're very, how do I put it? Let me rephrase it in a better way. You are very much yourself.
Yes.
Like, you are not worried about not being yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I've always, like, again, I never really fit in with people. Like, of course, like, a lot of people, like me, but I'm not, like... I'm not like the popular, like, let's hang out. I'm more like quiet. Like, among my really good friends that really know me, like, you know, that's amazing. But like, if I'm like in a public setting, like I'm friendly to everyone, but I'm not like the popular, like.
I feel like our personalities are similar in that way. It's like when we start talking about something we really like, you can fucking go. But most of the time we're like.
Do you look at auras and shit?
I have, but Jordan, actually, it's funny. He's the, when we met on the cruise, yeah, out in the middle of the ocean, of course.
Right.
He, what we were talking about were auras, because he was talking to me about auras, and he could see mine, actually, when we met, and he heard my voice and he met me. He said I had wings, and like I had like this bright aura around me.
What color?
If I can remember, like a gold, just light, like white light, gold with wings, a little bit of like orange, a little bit of purple.
What do you think an aura is?
It's your energetic field. So like our heart pumps and it's a frequency. Like if you think of music, when you hear a pitch, mm-hmm, frequencies, cycles per second, it's like a wave going up and down, and like the speed of it like determines like the pitch. And so when you hear like just a beat like from a drum, it's actually a pitch, but it's so slow that we don't hear it as one, mm-hmm, so we hear it as rhythm. And so when our heart beats, it emits a frequency, and our mind and our breath and our heart all together that have different frequencies creates our fundamental, and we create like a pitch, but it's like a combination of pitches. And from that frequency, another representation of sound is color.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone has an aura and it's different colors, it's just like, so people perceive auras in different ways. Yeah. Some people see colors, some people see textures, some people just get a feeling or a smell or whatever, or like they notice those things combined. It's just a matter, again, like what your psychic strength is. And for Jordan and I, we mostly see colors. I see textures and colors. Some people just get like a feeling or emotion. And
have you ever taken acid?
No, I have not. But a lot of people think I have, just because of how I talk. But I have actually.
No, I'm actually wondering what it would be like to be around you on acid.
Well, Jordan has. He's explored that a lot in the past. And
no mushrooms for you either?
Nope. I have not.
No psychedelics. Yeah.
Nope.
May have to have a psychedelics party. See what that's all about. Wild. So do you see an aura on either me and Nicole?
I do. I do.
Who? I guess her? Me?
Both. What? So what's like you, I first see a texture, and I see
a texture.
Like people that are listening can't like see what I'm doing, but like
I love what you do. You do. I do this shit all the time. I'll do it with you.
Yeah. I see like this wave that goes like up vertical, but I also see like yellow. I see like a little bit of green around the middle, but I see a lot of yellow, and I see
green in my midsection.
Like on the sides,
Love handles.
And yellow. Mm-hmm. and then Nicole, I sense pink, green, and blue around you. Yeah.
She got mad at me earlier because I didn't get a pink squirt gun.
I do see, you do have like a pinpoint of pink right above your head, and pink. Pink, when you think of the color pink, how does that make you feel? It's like it's a very light, loving color. Like colors, you know, sound therapy, color therapy, I've like dove into it a little bit, and the colors hold frequencies.
That's what I forgot I was thinking about, was the goddamn sound therapy.
Yeah.
We gotta jump into that.
Yeah, totally.
So talk to me about that. Are you talking about like headphones and like tones and frequencies, or are you doing like, what is the thing with the bowl that the people do?
Crystal bowls.
Yeah,
I've kind of learned and like experimented with like all those different things, and of course like
you did like a gong class.
I did.
That was really? So funny. We were like texting about something. You're like, oh, I was at some gong class. I was like, what the fuck? Okay, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, I love gongs. Partly because Arcturus, they had buildings that like had essentially like the walls vibrated like gongs, and it was very healing. Like you would walk through this architecture. It was like a big, giant, dark gray building hallway outdoor thing, and it would just ring like a gong. Like it's so cool. And I love Arcturus. I could talk to you all day about it. But yeah, I love gongs. I love sound therapy.
How does that? So the idea of sound therapy though, I want to, what kinds of things can it therapize? Like what kind of things can it help with?
Well, I mean, this is probably like a term or like a phrase that's been used and juggled around a lot recently, like frequencies and vibrations.
It does get thrown around a lot. I think oftentimes when I talk to people about that, I don't know that they really know what they're saying when they say
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Good news. She's a trained musician.
And audio engineer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, 'cause the sound therapy is interesting because there's the name is escaping me, but there's this frequency that a lot of people believe is responsible for most of what we would call hauntings. Mm-hmm. We can't hear it. You can generate it, but it causes people to like see things. They will feel very bad. right? Hmm. What is that fucking goddamn thing? I'll have to.
I believe that.
No, no, no. It's a certain frequency that like we can't necessarily like hear normally. The only way to do it is to like generate it, and then it literally it's a vibration.
Yes.
That makes us feel ill at ease, and it makes mm-hmm. us sometimes see shit, and we will feel like awful. And
are you sure it's not EMF?
Yeah, positive.
Those
positive.
Are all of the things that EMF does.
Positive. Too. Well, that can, but this is fuck. So it's got me thinking about that, because if it can make us feel bad,
yes,
clearly it can maybe also make us feel good.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Everything, there's the law of polarity throughout the universe, where there's like an opposing, like an opposite. Like everything's on a spectrum. There's good and bad. And in the middle,
everything is positive and negative.
Yes. Everything has a positive and a negative side, at least like in the dimension that we mostly reside in. Mm-hmm. That's another reason why Earth is such a special place, and why a lot of beings like sought after it, because I mean, we have good and bad in us, as humans.
They like that.
It's like a part of free will. There's a lot of free will here. There's a lot of forgetting. We don't necessarily remember a lot of our souls. And a lot of people either come here to get a lot of stuff done, transform a lot of their trauma, or just to have a great time.
Like a cruise. Yeah.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Earth is definitely a school. It's
come to Earth. It's all pina coladas and daiquiris here.
Earth is the hardest school.
It's a tough one. But yeah, definitely. So if you look back into history, people have actually even in our history on the planet, people have used sound as a weapon.
Well, and more than that, like I went down this rabbit hole about fucking pyramids and all these mm-hmm. great structures that these ancient societies created. And it's so funny to me, man. Like the modern thinking from like the, I'm a big anthropologist, and they had slaves build these things. Wildly inaccurate. I was literally watching this thing, and they were talking about how that maybe they had found a technology that we don't know about right now, that they were using sound.
Or maybe that we do know now, but they're not telling us.
Well, yeah, but to that scale, that they were using sound to levitate things to then build things.
Yeah. I've heard of that too. And whether I know that's like 100% true, I'm not sure. I mean, I've never like tapped into that, but I definitely feel there's a level of truth to that, because I've heard that the bricks or the stones that the pyramids were built out of are just way too heavy for people to move. Heavy.
Even fucking Stonehenge, man. Like, there's no way. And they know they've done studies, and those fucking rocks were taken from miles and miles and miles and miles away. No way. We couldn't even do it right now. It'd be a challenge for us to do something like that.
Yeah.
So it's wild to me to think about something like
and
that.
And sound levitation is real.
I've seen it. And we can barely, the way we can do it now is like a very light thing. And
like a ping pong ball.
Yeah. See, that's and it's interesting to see. Like when you watch those videos and you're like, fuck. And it's literally that. And it's like, well, what if they had found a way to turn that to 11, right? And then move big things and create these big fucking monuments, you know? Yeah. But at the same time, I don't know if the ancient Egyptians even built the fucking pyramids. I think they were there before them.
Definitely. Yes. The pyramids were built from the people that that were left over of Atlantis. So after Atlantis sank.
What do you think caused Atlantis to sink? Because now you're talking like back in my realm, right? It's interesting to me that most major religions mm-hmm. have a great flood story. And it seems to me that there was some time in our history that we don't really know much about, that the earth, call it, recycled itself. And something like Atlantis was maybe lost, right? Are you digging what I'm planting?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good deal. So you think Atlantis is a real place that we can find?
Oh, definitely. I'm not sure if we can still find it. It definitely flooded. There's a huge storm or catastrophe that happened. And there's also people that I've heard talk about it that say it existed on a higher dimension. And when I keep saying dimensions, like, we obviously live in like the third or fourth dimension. And when I say like 4D or 5D, that just, it's pertaining to our consciousness and what we're able to perceive, right? So we have 3D eyes. We can see 3D things. With our 3D eyes and 3D technology, we're not able to see like 60 things because we have three dimensions. We have limitations to our perception, just like how our hearing, we can hear from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz, but there's still sounds that exist higher than what our ears are capable of perceiving. And mm-hmm. and there's way more colors than our eyes can see. Like, cats, I've heard, can't see as many colors as we can, and we can see like, you know, red through purple or violet or whatever, but there's totally more colors out there that exist. And so when I say like dimensions, we can't necessarily like tap into, well, we can tap into them if we have the consciousness awareness to, but with our three-dimensional bodies, we're not able to necessarily see things that are in higher dimensions, like with ghosts. I was about to say,
does that, to you, does that sort of explain the idea of ghosts? Like, yeah. The other dimensions.
We can't, they can see us, we can't see them, unless if we're more tapped into the higher dimensions, yeah. like people that have psychic abilities and are able to, like, sense them.
What do you think a ghost is?
I think it's a remnant of someone's soul. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, uh-huh. only transferred. And I think a ghost is a soul that hasn't fully transported through. I don't know if I want to, like, put a label on it, like whether it's a portal or yeah. something. But after your body passes away and your soul goes out into the universe, I feel like it's like a piece of it that, like, get stuck.
When you say piece of it, are you talking like the memories, the feelings, you know, the emotions?
It depends on what
piece. Or are you thinking it's a sentient being?
I think it depends on what piece of their soul. Whether it's like, I feel like the ghosts that are more active, that like are more consciously aware, that you can talk to more, mm-hmm. like more of their soul has been left or tethered, where like ghosts that don't really know what's going on and they're just like stuck in loops, I feel like that's, that could be a combination of things, but I think that also could be like less of their soul could have been left, but it's definitely, I feel like, fragments of it that are just kind of stuck. Like, I think of like when you see like paranormal, like ghosts and them being like in an area, I think of like when you have a camera that flashes, mm-hmm. and then after the flash ends and you shut your eyes, you still see the flash in your eyes. Mm-hmm. I kind of think of like ghosts and like soul fragments like that, mm-hmm. and then like when you go and sage or cleanse, yeah. you're kind of like erasing that, if that makes sense.
And maybe close to what you're saying, to simplify it, I was actually reading a great article the other night about how quantum mechanics could explain ghosts, and they really summed it up with this great idea that like what a ghost is almost like when you put bread in the toaster and it pops out, the toast is done, take the toast out, eat the toast, there's that remnant of the toast smell in the mm-hmm. air. So they kind of likened it to that. Like, you're not smelling the toast anymore, but this remnant of it, right, that, like, exists, but it's not, like, a physical thing.
Yeah, or it's so, like, the particle is, like, so tiny that we can't see it with our physical eyes.
Yeah.
Like a smell. It's like the particle is there. It's entering your nose. You're able to smell it, mm-hmm. but you're not like seeing it. Because yeah. again, like all of our senses, whether it's through sight, hearing, smell, taste, it's like different areas of the spectrum of like perception. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, like when you're like eating the toast, you can see it, you can feel it, but it's like that, the remnants of it, like the scent, it could be there,
or
like
though.
If it's yeah. someone that passes, it could, it's like it could be their emotion, it could be a lot of things that yeah. like that encompasses us when we pass and it gets left over.
Do you think that something like ghosts could be an accidental blip, call it that for lack of a better term, of some of these other dimensions that you're mentioning?
What do you mean?
Well, if these other dimensions are there, then that means that there's a their whole reality happening in their mm-hmm. dimension, right? Like us accidentally, for whatever reason, somehow seeing that or that time coming slip. Through. Yeah.
Oh, interesting, Nicole. Yes. So time actually is another dimension. I think it could be like the fourth dimension or maybe higher, but it's kind of like, I think of like, if you were to think of like dimensions as like sheets of paper, mm-hmm. like spaced out, I feel like time is like a line that like kind of goes through all of them, yeah. but only at points. So like each piece of paper is only experiencing like a slither of that line that goes across it. But like if you zoom out, you could see like the bigger picture. Like time is a really weird concept. And of course, like when you're tapping into higher dimensions, you're tapping into different periods of time, mm-hmm. whether it's the past or the future is a little bit harder to get to because it's not as definite. And it's a little bit, it's going to feel way more distant, but the past, it's like more solidified and grounded. Again, there's that law of polarity. There's like, whether it's positive and negative or density or lightness.
That's wild. Cause I was listening to someone talk about time travel. I think this was last night actually. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, if you were to time travel to the past, they were saying it's possible, but you can't, like they were saying, you would not be able to, let's say you time traveled in the past, you would not be able to go find yourself because that now would be you in a different universe. It's wild to think about. It's quantum mechanics shit. But like the whole idea is like you and I are having this conversation right now. But it's literally happening. So every outcome that could happen from this conversation, like one being like, oh, this guy's a really cool dragon. I like him. He's my friend. Or I'm going to fucking throw a drink in this guy's face because he's weird. All of those things happen in just different fucking realities or universes, right? Like, do you put any stock in that? Like,
yeah. So I actually studied time a little bit because I am certified in yoga, actually. And I did a yoga class on time travel.
And downward dog. Now we're going back into the past. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, because I was really curious and looking into like how our perception of time is altered through our emotions and our experiences.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like if you get really like hyper focused on something, like time goes by like that, or like when you're in a car, like because you're on autopilot sometimes because you've gone to this place like so many times, like it literally is like almost like time travel because like you're like, fuck, I'm here, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, like it's like when you're bored and it feels like it's taking forever. And then if you're,
you know,
like,
what's funny? I don't think
Damien, we've had this conversation. You've been bored before.
No, I don't think I have. I really don't, because it's an interesting phenomenon to me for someone to be like, I'm bored. Actually, it's agitating to me when someone's like, I'm bored, because in my mind, I'm like, Do you not have anything that you can think about or do? Like in my house, as an example, I can never be bored, because if I started to feel what people call bored, I've got books, I've got art to look at, I've got movies, I've got rabbit holes, I have all these things.
Yeah, but like you've never been somewhere when you've been having, say, a conversation with somebody, or you're somewhere where you just like, it's not your scene, right? And you're like, oh, I would rather be
doing. Or waiting in a doctor's office, I think, stuck in traffic.
No, because in a doctor's office, I do oftentimes throughout the day have conversations with myself. So if I'm ever like, so probably the time that I would be closest to what you would call bored would be county jail. And that sucks. You don't want to go to county jail. Mm-hmm. It sucks that because there's nothing to do, but I will start.
I would love being in jail, to be honest.
Oh no. You what? No, it's horrible. It's the worst, but you have these
no responsibilities,
but you also can't leave. But I have these like conversations with myself and they're no longer bored. I don't know. It's an extreme thing to say. But it is fascinating to me, Damien, when a person is like bored, especially if they're often bored.
Damien, when you have these conversations in your head with yourself, is it always in your own voice?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know that now, I could define that, actually, now that you've asked me.
Yeah, now I want you to start thinking about that. There's a rabbit hole for you to go
down. Oh my gosh, Damien, you worked in a library at one point.
Really? I love libraries.
See that. I can see him like... as a dragon, like going around to seeing all these books.
Wait, and a dragon librarian? Like trying to like, if you don't learn the Dewey Decimal System, I'm literally going to breathe fire on you. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, Jordan was a dragon librarian.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to meet this guy. You have a picture of him?
I do.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. I got to see what it looks like.
Yeah. So regarding time, so I think of time like, a spray bottle.
Yeah.
Right.
What makes you laugh when you're thinking? Because you've done it.
It's just so dumb. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, time is like this mysterious thing, and I'm like simplifying it into something silly. Like
I can't imagine
bottle.
You don't get bored, right? I can't imagine that you do. I feel like you'd be like, that's maybe what it is. Like I think it probably takes a lot. But I look at you and I can't imagine you being bored. Like you being bored seems foreign to me.
Like you, I keep my mind busy. I'm always thinking.
Yeah.
I'm thinking and wondering and exploring and learning.
And it's impossible to get bored when you're doing that.
Yes.
It's impossible. I have to ask. So when you say you're an alien, I think you said that at the beginning of the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
So are you. Well, so are you, Nicole.
Are you saying that because of the idea that like that's how life on Earth started, or are you saying that you yourself right now are an actual alien versus someone that may or may not be an alien? Or are you saying we're all aliens?
When I say that I'm an alien, I'm not saying like my physical body is one. Obviously, I'm a human on Earth, and I'm made of material from the Earth, but my soul is alien.
Yeah.
And so a lot of us on Earth are also not from Earth, where a lot of us are also soul aliens.
Do you think that aliens came here, when we talk about the show Ancient Aliens, and gave us technologies and built some of these structures, did these things? Have you ever gone down the rabbit hole of what the moon is?
Oh, yeah, God, I've thought I have. I've had also really weird dreams about the moon.
Really? What kind?
So one summer I had a dream that I was going to go to the moon and I was getting ready to blast off. And then exactly 1 year later on the next day after, I was actually going to the moon, which was really wild, and it was a super vivid dream. Yeah, and I was in this ship. I remember, like, I actually, like, journaled it and wrote about it, so I wouldn't forget. And it's been a while. I have to, like, reread, like, what I wrote, like, of all the minuscule details. But, like, the prior year I had the dream I was getting ready to go to the moon. It was super vivid. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just had a dream I'm gonna go to the moon. And then the following year, the next day, I have a dream. It's just so weird. It's like I picked up where I left off.
Yeah. What is it about the moon, though, that you think was, calling to you?
So I was on a ship, and I was on a training. And it's funny. I think, like, my boyfriend was also on the ship with
Not Jordan.
Me. No, Jordan okay. was. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Jordan was on that with me, and that was before, like, we reconnected, which is funny. And I'm looking back at it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm pretty sure that was him.
Yeah.
So we were on a ship, and blasting off the moon, we had, like, these really advanced suits that had, like, all these high technologically advanced, like, features on them. And in my dream, there's, like, actual, like, camps and, like, civilizations that were, like,
on the moon.
Yeah.
They think that when we went to the moon back in the 60s, that that we saw these structures. And there's these wild fucking photos of structures on the fucking moon that look like bases, things like that. There's actually accounts from ancient civilizations that seems like the moon was not there and then it showed up. And it's wild when you talk about, like, what the moon is and what it does for us on planet Earth. It should not exist. It's too perfect. It's also hollow, which is interesting. And there are some people that think that reptilians use the moon as a way to suck out energy from us, and they harvest it that way. Yeah.
You know, I think everything's a combination of a lot of possibilities. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure if all of that is correct or if, like, only some of it or whatnot, but I think, like, everything you said, there's a level of truth to it, and it could be, like, a combination of varying amounts. Yeah. So, like, whether or not, like, the bad reptilians could be doing that, it's possible. I'm not sure, like, to what extent, but also, like, with them, like, with there being bases on the moon, I've had dreams about it. I've seen it in the astral realm. Yeah.
Well, some people think that the actual moon itself is a base.
It could be. Yeah. I also heard, like, I forget where I was, if it was, like, Ancient Aliens or whatnot, where probably. I was watching something, and they said, oh, yeah, the moon was actually placed.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, and there are accounts of civilizations where it did not exist, and then it just showed up.
Yeah, I
could see
that.
That's fucking wild.
I also think it's weird that it's just, like, gray, white. Like, where is this coming from? Because I don't, yeah. I mean, it's
everything about the moon. There was a scientist from NASA that said something to the effect, and I'll misquote it, so go look it up, anyone that's listening. I mean, if you've made it this far with these ramblings, holy fuck. You know, something to the, I lost it.
Here's Jordan, by the way.
Hey-o, let me see. Not what I was expecting. He's a good-looking dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You both have the same color eyes there?
Yeah, I think so, kind of.
You both have bright eyes.
Yeah.
Is what it
He's
is.
He's also a shapeshifter. He looks different in, like, every photo.
Stop. Tell me what you mean.
So, like, in every photo, he just looks different. Like, my mom's like, oh, yeah, this is Brent's new boyfriend, Jordan, when I started dating him. And then my mom showed another photo, and my mom's friend is like, oh, is that her ex? And she's like, no, that's still Jordan. He just looks different in different photos.
A shape-shifting.
But he's also been able to. He's the same exact age as me, actually. We were born, like, 2 or 3 weeks apart the same year. Yeah.
How old?
24.
Yeah. Fucking baby.
It's crazy. Like, our history and so many synchronicities and things that align between us, like our birth charts, if you, like, write out the numbers for our birthday, they yin and yang each other to the T.
How do you, what does that exercise look like?
I'd have to show you if you have, like, pen or paper. Like, I probably have a picture of it somewhere, but I have, like, you know, 30,000 pictures on my phone. I don't know exactly when I took it, but yes, I'll have to show you.
What does that mean, though? So you said birth chart.
Yeah, so I learned about that through numerology. There's this other
numerology is interesting because numbers are fucking everywhere.
Everywhere.
And what was it? Nikola Tesla said that if we wanted to actually learn the secret of the universe, understand the power of 369.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting shit.
Totally.
Yeah. So what does that look like? Birth chart, talk about it.
Yeah,
what
I
does it mean?
About it.
More importantly, like, what does it mean to you? Like, what relevance does it have?
Like, I haven't looked into, like, numerology, like, a whole lot, but there's just, like, this person online that I saw that does, like, birth charts. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'd love for him to do mine. And I did mine, and then I figured out what he did, and then I did one for Jordan, and then I had him do it for Jordan too eventually, just to make sure I had it right. And I did. And when I compared it, because our birthdays are so close, but like still different. Like our charts, yin and yang, like literally, like if you think of a yin and yang sign, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, there's like the black and then with yeah. the white dot and then the white with like the black dot. Mm-hmm. It's like literally our charts do that. Like it's hard. Yeah. It looks like a tic-tac-toe thing. And then like what you put like your month, your day and your year
okay.
on the chart, and like the numbers like go in the boxes in like a specific order.
Yeah.
And when you see it visually, they yin and yang each other. And then there's also like parallels. And like, I don't know like the depths of all of that, but when I found that out, I'm like, holy crap. Like there, it's like the so funny with all the information that I do get and the downloads that we received and learned about ourselves in our past lives. There's so many like synchronicities that it's just like, there's no questioning whether or not we're soulmates. Like there's just so many similar, it's like they don't even give you a chance to think like it's not possible.
Do you consider soulmates to be the same thing as twin flames?
I have thought about that too. And I think we are kind of like twin flames, but at the same time,
is there a difference to you, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yes, really? There is a difference. It's been a while since I've kind of dived in the twin flame thing. Yeah. I think it's like hyped up more than it needs to be.
Sure.
It's
a better word than soulmate, sure. But, yes. But hey, that's the dragon in me talking.
Yeah, yeah. So I just feel like I wouldn't worry about twin flames. Like,
well, people say that twin flames can be toxic versus soulmates can be something else. Do you put stock in that, or is that just...
Yes, I've also heard about like the twin flame thing being toxic, or like you run into each other and then you like separate eventually.
Right. But because you're so alike.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I feel like we could be, but I don't think necessarily all twin flames are toxic to each other, because I feel like when you run into them, whether it's romantically or just like crossing paths in a lifetime, mm-hmm. Like twin flames, again, when you think of the fire element, you're transmuting stuff, you're getting stuff done, you're making a huge impact, and it could just totally like change your life.
I think twin flames are something that's made up for people to excuse themselves staying in toxic situations.
But that is definitely a skeptical way to look at it. But couldn't you also say the same thing about soulmates? There's people that would say the conversations that we're having right now, that the idea of guides, that the idea of living on other planets, once being a merfolk, I love that word, by the way, that is all made up for us to feel a certain way or to make an excuse to be a certain way.
I mean, that you can use that argument for literally anything.
Yeah.
Damien, you're not actually real. You're just made up.
I've often thought about that. I've wondered that. Yeah. Have you ever Have you ever throughout the day, just wondered did I die? And I'm literally Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense. Have you ever had that thought?
Oh my God, the amount of times my fucking group of friends have tried to do that shit to me.
Really? Like, is it a prank?
Yes.
Like, let's ignore Nicole and make her think she's dead.
But they'll be like, are we just all dead right now? And you're the only one who can see us. And I'm like, you fucking assholes.
No one's ever done that to me, because honestly, not a lot of people know about this. About me. But Jordan, on the other hand, he's like an open book and everybody knows. So he's like kind of like my gateway to like talking and opening up to people about this, because again, like he'll just, someone at a freaking Starbucks, oh yeah, and you just go on about like freaking, you know, elves and mushrooms and fairies and aliens and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, you're saying he'll meet someone at Starbucks and just talk to them about fairies and whatnot.
Oh yeah, it could be the person at the cash register. Like,
I'm the same.
Are fairies aliens?
Yes, there is a but there's also like the fairies like on Earth that exist on another dimension. And I think, Nicole, I think I told you, you have an association with them both on Earth. Like,
oh,
in
I definitely have fey lineage for
you
sure.
You also have...
Stop rolling your eyes, Damien.
Well, it is worth noting that, again, going back to ancient stories of the fey, they were goblin-like creatures that were evil.
They're very mischievous.
No, you are that. Yeah. You are that.
I feel like a lot of beings from like the Lemurian age, when you think of elves and you think of fairies and you think of those kind of beings, you think of a lot of mischievous kind of things, like the forest.
Leprechauns.
That kind of realm. It's just, you think of like the trickster personalities. Mm-hmm. It's just like they had a fun time, and it's just a very unique frequency and spirit to hold of that time era. Like, I haven't dived in too much about it, but I know Jordan, my boyfriend, I know I keep mentioning him, but he's also, we'll have to have
what's interesting is every time you mention him, you always say my boyfriend afterwards.
Yeah,
I've noticed that.
Yeah. I mean, because I don't know. I mean, for listeners, I don't know if they remember that my boyfriend is Jordan or if they know that Jordan is my boyfriend. Yeah. So I'm just like being extra thorough so that people.
Jordan is the name of Brendan's boyfriend. Yeah. Also, her soulmate.
Soulmate. Not twin flame. Soulmate. Maybe twin flame.
Yeah.
But not toxic.
Totally. Yep. Yeah.
He sounds like somebody that I could sit down and talk with about UFOs and shit for hours. Is that right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a UFO?
I believe I have. Yes. I've actually.
Has he?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Both stories. Let's hear them.
Yeah. His, it's probably just best to hear from him because he's amazing.
I wish you would have brought him.
I know. I could have.
But it's we would have been broing hard the whole time. I feel like.
Honestly,
I
probably wouldn't have gotten a word in.
That's hard to believe because this is the first episode where the person that's on has spoken more than me.
Which is how interviews are supposed to go.
I don't do interviews,
Damien.
Though. Don't do interviews. I have conversations. It's interesting, though, that I very rarely meet somebody that can talk like I talk, and you can talk like I talk. People might be thinking that you're like a different version of me, that we are like playing a trick on people. It's wild. Like, we flipped the script, is what the kids say these days. Yeah. UFO stories.
Yeah. Yeah. My UFO stories are more like, I've had dreams where like UFOs came down. Like, I've had one. I wouldn't say like I was abducted by one, but I've like definitely like had dreams where I was like falling asleep and then like noticed like, oh, I was like pulled up on a ship, and then like I like realized I was there, and they're like, and then like they like brought me back down, and I was like,
so you think abductions are a thing that can happen?
Totally. Really? I think both physically and on the more spiritual, like astral plane.
Okay. So yours was more dreamlike.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan's was physical, like he saw a UFO.
I think he's definitely encountered aliens, but also
encountered them in what way?
That's probably more for him to talk about, because I don't know whether it's not from like when he was, you know, on mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, the psychedelics.
Or,
all right.
Yeah, the psychedelic realm, or if it was in person. Like, he has, he
I'm going to have Jordan on the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It'd be title. Jordan, just the boyfriend. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Yep.
So you do believe in something like alien abductions then. So what kind of aliens do you think are doing that?
I think it's a combination of a lot. Like, I think there's good abductions. There's also bad abductions. That the ones that you hear about a lot, like that you see on like shows, are typically probably bad abductions.
Right.
Because the good species or the good beings are not going to do anything to hurt anyone. And a lot of times they're usually doing it more in the astral realm, where like the bad ones are kind of just doing it without consent or without.
You don't think that these beings maybe look at us like we do mice or something? And it's not about, they don't look at, we don't look at something like testing on a mouse as we need consent or not, or like it's a bad thing to do. We just know that we see them as beneath us and we want to study them to understand more about ourselves. You don't think it's something like that?
I think it, because there's, again, so many, like, civilizations and different alien species, and there's so many different UFOs and just aliens that exist out there that are doing this type of work or behavior. Mm-hmm. I think it just depends on the intentions behind the being. Like, I feel like there's some, like, I think maybe even the Anunnaki that are doing more, like, that mice kind of metaphor that you're mentioning, but then there's others that, like...
Well, yeah, the Anunnaki, it's funny, like, I heard this theory that, that they basically created us to be slaves, essentially, for them. And this person that was saying this was, like, they theorized that that's why us as humans have this weird thing where we like have enslaved people, right? Like throughout history, like that's like ingrained in us because of that. Is that too wild for you?
No, not at all. Like I definitely feel like that has happened to some extent. I don't know to how much. Like, I don't know if it was just like one like tribe of like humans or if it was like all humans, because as you can see, like, there's so many different human races like throughout the planet. Like, it's like, I think like a lot of the different like types of humans that we have are all like somehow have remnants of different DNA in us. Like, I feel like the Europeans like have more like Pleiadian, Nordic type DNA, where like,
so then you think planet Earth is just an amalgamation of different alien races that have come here and
have done
become
just,
us.
Yeah, different things, different experience, whether it was through like DNA manipulation through like abductions and taking and DNA testing and experimentation, or just like honestly, intercourse itself. Like, yeah, yeah. I think it's like a combination of just different methods and just different things. Like the level of like what the actual truth was, I'm not sure. Yeah. But I think like a lot of these things definitely could be possible.
Have you seen the bodies that they brought out to the Mexican Congress recently? The two alien bodies?
I probably have. Mm, yeah.
It's wild. They started doing tests on them, and it seems like that they're like well over 1,000 years old. These things are weird. One of them has eggs in their fucking belly. Mm. It's fucking wild. But the thing is, all the massive skeptics are like, well, they're too human-like, right? They've got legs and arms, and they've got eyes and nose and mouth and everything else. And it just got me thinking. I was like, well, maybe it's like something that we kind of came from. And like, we have these features about us because of an alien thing that, as you said, even through intercourse or something, or like mm-hmm. DNA testing, like could make us.
Yeah. And also just like I said before, like that blueprint of what works for living physical beings, mm-hmm. like having eyes, having a nose, having a mouth and yeah. ears and whatnot. And they might look different or they might like be placed a little differently, but they're still like, I feel like fundamentals that you have to be a living materialistic being, like with that fits within the laws of this universe and yeah. how it works.
So you know? Think then that aliens and UFOs and shit are coming from outer space?
Yes, but I also think that there are some that have been man-made on Earth.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about this idea of they're coming from the oceans or the inside the Earth?
I've definitely...
Earth theory. You need to go down that rabbit
yeah,
hole. Yeah,
Jordan would be, again, another person that could kind of talk to you more about that. I definitely believe that there is somehow a possibility that there could be beings that exist within planet Earth, and that there's like they say like a sun inside of it or whatnot. I wouldn't say like physically a sun, but I think again this is something that exists outside of our three-dimensional perception. I think it's something more on a higher dimensional level that we can't necessarily see, that's like beyond like the physical
yeah.
matter of our planet, that you're not gonna like see, but it exists, like it's, how you said, like the smell with the toast.
Yeah Well, it's wild though, like we actually know less about the depths of our ocean than we do outer space.
Yes,
which is interesting to me. And when we see all these UFO videos, like they're literally hovering over the water in the ocean, they go in the fucking water, right? And mm-hmm. they shoot out into the water. It's wild to me. And then you hear all these old stories of these old cultures talking about these people, this race of beings that were literally living in the center of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You think that could be a possibility?
Definitely. Yeah, I've heard. So Jordan and I, like when we were talking and just like nerding out a lot when yeah. we first like reconnected.
Does that
happen a lot with y'all? Yeah.
I bet it does.
Yeah. Not as much now as we're like, you know, together, establishing a relationship and just like humaning. And
yeah. What does that mean to you?
Honestly, I don't know.
Humaning,
it's
yeah.
so.
It's like yeah. where you're sitting down, like just watching like Toned Out on Netflix or something. Just,
yeah. When I say like humaning, I'm like, you know, dealing with human things, mm-hmm. job, working, yeah. like just stuck
doing
in human.
Laundry.
Exactly. See, you get it. It's just, yeah. So we've been like dealing with a lot more of that, like the last few months. But we kind of, you know, it comes in waves. Like there's times where we need to like focus more on like our human journey and our mm-hmm. human experience. And there's other times where we're a lot more tapped into just like spirituality and just like talking about this kind of stuff. But yeah, I forgot where this came from,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm. Yeah, you and I would be on loopholes if we had conversations like this all the time. It would be wild.
I feel like we've established we'll have Brendan back for a part two.
With Jordan.
And we need to have Jordan come. Yeah. No, Jordan's going to get his own episode. Yeah.
Well, that might, yeah, I can already tell that him and I will go for 5 hours.
Yeah,
I can already tell.
We'll set up the recording stuff and you two can go and Brendan and I will sit on the couch back there and drink wine.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on demons?
Okay, hold on, because I've been wanting to ask this entire time is about are
demons.
You willing to talk about what happened when you were editing the Hill House episodes?
Well, now that you brought it up, you can't not talk about it.
Oh my gosh, I just realized, Nicole, you haven't been able to ask anything.
This is what happened.
She should have known. You would have known, I imagine, though. Like, you knew her. You probably knew getting her and I in a room together.
This was going to be amazing. Yeah. This is why I set this up. Yes. Yeah.
So, what happened? The Hill House. You're editing the episode. What happened?
Yeah, so I'm just really sensitive in general to just like spiritual stuff. I can't watch scary movies.
Really?
It just gets to me too much. I mean, I would like them in the moment, mm-hmm. but it would take me like a month or more to like recover
from
it.
To get rid of it.
Yeah, to get rid of it.
Because you feel things very heavily.
Yeah. Yeah, and I sense it. Because again, like from like something that's scary or negative, it's like, mm-hmm. like any thought or spirit. Like when you think of a spirit, like when people are like, oh, I'm in happy spirits or I'm sad spirits. It's like a spirit. It's like a energy or entity that you can like connect with or not even connect with, but just like hold for a period of time. And it's like, you know, like if I watch something scary, it's like the spirit of like negativity or fear or something that kind of like latches on in a way. And then it's like hard for me to shake it and forget about it.
Really?
If that makes sense. Yeah. So no, I get just,
it. Yeah. Cause you, you think about things deeply, huh? So that's what happens. Yeah.
And then I notice it. It's like when you think of a car make model or whatever, then you see it on the road everywhere. Once you're like aware of it, it's kind of like that for me. It's like, if I watch a scary movie, I'm like, oh crap. Now I'm aware of this. And now I'm like super sensitive to it, so it takes me a while to like shake it. But yeah, I'm like super, I feel like super brave just for editing Nicole's show.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I mean, I love, and I'm like super fascinated in the moment, but I have to be careful. Like I have to know, like, okay, I can't do this late at night.
Really?
Yeah, it has to be like in the morning or during the
holy fucking shit. Did y'all hear that? That was the thunder. Don't worry.
Yeah, that was
but
the
my
thunder.
God, did you see how we jumped that? That was wild.
Actually thunder?
Yes, it was. Yeah, yeah, we got some thunder. Wild.
Like, we have headphones on. Okay, my goodness gracious. Well, the reason I asked that is because I keep seeing a shadow walking.
Oh, yeah, it happens
there,
all the time.
Oh, don't tell me about it.
No, it happens
here
all the time.
That's also nothing new in here, but
I want to get her to look in the fucking mirror.
Nope.
I want you to do it.
No. I think you would like it because
it's haunted as fuck.
I took the headphones on. I think it basically is a portal looking into other dimensions.
That was actually wild. Okay, you jumped just like I did. That was funny. Yeah.
I'm not pleased about this rain though now because I have to drive back to Leander.
I gotta drive back
and
to BK.
Also we are leaving. We're going to Mineral Wells tomorrow. And I saw him packed.
No, never mind. Yep. It's a house. But what happened when you were editing the episode?
Oh gosh.
Because it was funny. You were telling a story, and then boom, that scared thing. And now I'm in the mood.
God.
The mood.
Damn it.
The mood.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh gosh, now I don't know
that
if
we've
I can.
All had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I edit the episode sometimes, like I'll pick up on like the energy of wherever they're at.
Yeah.
And I think like honestly, I could be like a portal, or like when I'm thinking of things, how I open up to things.
You're a portal. Yeah.
I could be where like sometimes like I'm hearing about something and I'm thinking about it and it like appears in front of me or like appears around me.
Did this happen when you were editing the Hill House episode?
Yes.
What happened?
Honestly, like so many of them were such a blur. I think it was the part demons? With the boar. Yeah, that's what. Okay, now I remember.
This is the one we were texting about and I was even like, fuck, can I share this? And then we're both like, wait, actually, we probably shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We probably shouldn't.
I think
even
we
for
should.
The listeners here, like
no, no.
I don't want
no, no.
anyone.
No, you
to...
can't do that to me because I will go home tonight and it will fuck my brain. So I need you to tell me what happened with the demons. What happened?
Yeah. So I mean, nothing really like happened crazily, but I just saw like when the story of the little boy that passed away, I could like feel his energy. I forget like his story, but I could feel like his energy like coming through just because I was like thinking about it, listening to the episode. Because like Nicole, like when I start to hear details, I start to pick up on their past and like I'm a lot like my
the imagination is powerful in you. Yes. It's a very powerful tool. And that's what connects us to all this shit. Yeah.
So like as I'm like listening and experiencing like what they're finding, like when throughout like the haunted spaces, I'm also kind of like starting to channel or pick up on like what happened to them as well. And it kind of just like portals through like that energy. And I think like for me, I just need to work on my protection, like my boundaries. I think like when I start to channel, I need to like not like send out a signal of like where I'm at. I need to just kind of like remain in like a bubble, like a protective bubble that's more like anonymous so they can't find me. So I think like that's part of like why that had happened, where I wasn't like as protective as I normally would be. So yeah, like I sensed the boy around like the room. I even told Jordan about it. I'm like, okay, I think we need to like cleanse a little bit. I felt bad because like, you know, his backstory where he just like wasn't wanted or like kicked out, and I was like, okay, I'm like, I don't want to like kick you out, but
oh yeah,
I
poor also kid keeps getting kicked out. Now you did it to him too.
But like I did it in a kind way. I just try to like you know, like,
please leave me alone,
politely like send him maybe somewhere that would help him, but also where he so
then you do believe in demons.
Definitely. Yeah. So when that happened, when the boy entered, though, because of where that fragment was at, like I saw like this pixelated thing appear, and I saw this demon, like, it's hard to explain. Like, I mean, when you think of like a really powerful demon, like you see them like with the horns and stuff. And I saw like a pixely thing appear, and then I saw the demon head, and then I saw something drop down into the room, and it was the boy. But I think it's not that the demon was there. I think it was that because it's just where the boy came through. It's like when you see like a portal, you kind of see a little bit of.
You see portals?
Not often. But I think it's just because of like he kind of portaled in. It's like you can kind of see like a little bit, a glimpse of like what's on the other side. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where like why I saw that image that appeared. And
which I would like to know. I don't.
What do you think? Hold on,
Damien.
Get it out.
I don't think I've told you about this since then, but in a lot of the research that we've both been doing since then, it does seem to be a common occurrence when people are doing research, writing, whatever, on Hill House specifically. Mm-hmm. A lot of them talk about the entities, spirits, whatever. Then being there with them or like feeling their presence, even if they're not in the house, whatever. That has been a common theme that I've noticed
specifically on Hill House.
Yeah.
It seems wild. I
think, you know what, that has to do with the people that summoned it.
Well, yeah,
I think
so. The summoning thing is interesting to me because I you hear this a lot. If you're around documenting any kind of people like haunted stories or whatever, you hear that like whether there was some sort of occult practice of like summoning something, right? Like that somehow happened at some point. Now they say that about Hill House. I don't know where I stand there. I went down the rabbit hole of researching that town's history and this wild fucking shit that happens there. And I wonder if that town, the land itself, is just fucking cursed. I don't know. But we're going to find out, aren't we, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I apparently have to be on my best behavior. I don't know that I can. Right.
Damien, yeah. We're going to fucking bumfuck middle of Texas. Mm-hmm.
But you know that I have such a need to push the envelope that I like to provoke, Jesus, right? Christ. I like to try to make these things happen.
Damien,
like, yeah.
Pineapple.
Oh, yeah. Pineapple. We are the first paranormal team in the history of the paranormal teams that have a safe word, and ours is pineapple for some reason.
You're going to have to behave.
Pineapple.
I was just thinking about pineapples today because I had like a.
Do you like pineapples on pizza?
I do now. I never used to.
I hate it. I fucking hate it.
I'm not a big pineapple person, though.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. They're fucking difficult to eat.
It hurts
my
mouth.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. And you got to get in there with the fucking. Yeah, it's hard to deal with. It's hard to deal with. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think demons are?
Well, like I always say, I think it's a combination of just different circumstances. I think some of them could be like aliens or lower dimensional beings. I think like when you think of demons, they're obviously like not in the physical realm. They're mm-hmm. in another dimension that is kind of connected to this one, which is why we can interact with them, but we can't necessarily see them. We only see fragments of them. Mm-hmm. I think there's stronger demons.
Do you think they can hurt
others? Depending on like how consciously aware they are and like how powerful they are. I feel like some of them are just like, I feel like some of them are more powerful beings that have like conscious like agendas, where others are just kind of like lower dimensional. When you think, like, I think of code, like computer codes, like some of them are just, that's just part of their programming, and others are like physical living, even if they're like not necessarily incarnated in a body, but they're still living in another dimension. I think like it just depends on their intentions, but I think It's a complicated question
mm-hmm.
because there's so many species and beings that exist throughout the universe.
Ah, and you're thinking that we will, to simplify it, we will use the word demon as a blanket term, whereas really it could be a multitude of things.
Could definitely be a multitude of things. It could be someone that passed away, but because they had like such torture or torment throughout their emotions, it like... Our imagination doesn't necessarily disappear. It like our consciousness lives on. And if it's like a loop, it can turn in and shift into something else.
It's the most powerful thing that we have as humans is the imagination. Because everything that we're looking at and sitting on these chairs, it all exists because of imagination. Mm-hmm. Manifesting, it's all imagination, all of it. And that's the most powerful thing that we have. Do you believe in God?
I believe that, yes, there is a God. I don't know, like, what God looks like.
How to define it, right? But there's something that creates...
I mean, when you think of the universe, you're like, okay, what is the universe even in? Like, it's got to be inside of something. Yeah. Something creates... Something is... I mean, there's so much order to it. There's like the laws right. of the universe. It's like something.
And all the sacred geometry and the mathematics that's built into it. It's harmony, fucking wild. To the point where I've researched it enough where I think that when, you know, someone says that the idea of something like intelligent design is stupid, I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, to say that this all just happened like in an accident is stupid as fuck, to be honest. I know that's like controversial to say, but I just, it sounds ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You would agree. I can see your face light up when I said that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So you believe there's a creator of some kind?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I mean, something had to create this. Yeah. It's not just going to appear out of nowhere. Like, it's just too
perfect.
There's too much order in it. It's like beyond like what we're even able to create.
The chances of it happening is mathematically impossible to just be like a weird thing that just happened.
Also, because we're part of the equation, we're part of the mathematical, we're a part of like what it's made of. So it's like, how are we going to create it when we're made, when we're part of it?
Yeah.
We're different pieces. Yeah. Yes.
Fuck, dude. I could honestly keep going for like 10 hours. We're a little over 2 hours here. Mm-hmm. And yes, there's the storm. We both have to drive home and we both have to, I'm not packed. Have you packed? You're not packed. We have to.
I got to drive home too.
Where are you at? You far away?
I'm by Nicole. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We all got to drive far. So we should, I don't want to wrap it up, but we
have to make a part two.
Probably should.
To be continued.
What do you keep looking at? Is it the thunder or ghosts? Is it wild out there?
The air.
Yeah.
That air vent isn't pointed at me, right?
I don't know. Are you feeling shit? You're feeling things. You got ghosts. You got demons.
Well, I've never been touched in here, but
there's a storm and the electricity like in the sky, like
just
the ion. They're more. I mean, I feel like entities, like spiritual stuff, are way more. Oh active yeah, it definitely riles the storm. Them up.
Yeah, storms. Yeah, because
I'm starting to pick up stuff too. Like as the storm is. I'm
like,
on.
I fucking hate it. I keep seeing shit walking back over there. Like fucking wrap it up. I want to get out of here. Mm-hmm, I'm sick of this shit.
We're in a haunted ass fucking house.
Let's fucking go.
That behind you, that back there, I'm starting to like pick up stuff. So.
Yeah, with Poe back there. Yeah.
God damn it.
So yeah, we will wrap it up. It's funny, this conversation. I'm gonna have to tell people when I do an intro, like, holy fuck. Like, if people think that my conversations usually go off the rails, well, shit. This one probably went off the rails more than anything. Man, I fucking appreciate you coming out. It's been a pleasure to meet you. I don't know that we actually accomplished anything except having a conversation, because I could literally keep doing this for hours with you. Gonna have to have you back on for a part two.
Love to.
It's gonna be difficult to try to not touch on things we touched on here, but I'm sure that we could. Gotta have Jordan on.
Yeah, definitely gotta have him on.
So Jordan, hello, if you're listening, you gotta come on the podcast. Yeah, for sure. If he's made it this far, then he's a fucking crazy person like we all are. Like I say it all the time. Like, if you've made it this far, you've heard my voice this long and all the weird fucking shit we talk about, you're fucking crazy. But we appreciate it.
When you asked me about the filter, Jordan has absolutely none. Again, I'm more Arcturian. Jordan is a lot more Pleiadian.
Yeah. Is he get down on conspiracy theories and shit too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We'll be good pals. Good buddies. Good
well,
buddies.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. And if people wanted to, how could they find you?
So you can follow me on Instagram at Cosmic Sound Yogi. So Cosmic _Sound_Yogi. Yeah,
I kind of love that.
Yeah, thank you. It's because, of course, like starseed stuff, cosmic stuff, and then sound because I'm an audio engineer, and then yogi because I love yoga. Whether or not that's going to be my handle forever, I'm not sure, but my name is also Brendan Cook. You can find me. It's BRINDYN and then Cook, COOK. So either way, you'll find me somewhere on there.
You'll find me somewhere in the universe.
Somewhere.
Just reach through the ether and you will find her. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, man, thank you so much for coming on. I really fucking appreciate it. This has been radical. I hope you had a good time. Jeez, we got to drive home in this shit. This is fucking wild, man. I got a little 2-seater convertible sports car. I'm fucked. Anyways, that was our conversation with a fucking alien, right? I hope you enjoyed
conversation
it.
Conversation with an alien.
Yeah. Say goodbye to all the people in Radioland.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.